104.4 FM. Bigot Radio. What do you know? What do you know? What do you know?
The birds and the bees got wise to the lies.
What do you know?
So they took to the trees and took to the skies.
What do you know?
On top of the chain and safe from the rain.
What do you know?
What you know about the ways of the underside?
What do you know?
Bought a hot shot right from an old Van Guinea.
What do you know?
Cause they're hip to the bull and hip to the right.
What do you know?
And a yap with the ass cause you ain't got a penny.
What do you know?
What you know about the ways on the underside?
What do you know?
A hot shot cat from a North End Guinea.
What do you know?
Ain't it up with your ass cause you ain't got a penny.
What do you know?
Dropping bombs from above cause you're all damn size.
What do you know?
Cause I hip to the ball and the hip to the lies.
What do you know?
Yeah, the streets rose in two perfect waves in the night.
What do you know?
One crashes on my left and one on my right. It's all fire and brimstone, baby, so let's go outside.
What do you know?
It's all fire and brimstone, baby. I got my brand new pistol, baby.
What do you know?
What a hot shot cat from a North End Guinea.
What do you know?
Ain't it up with your ass cause you ain't got a penny. You're all down to size.
What do you know?
Cause the hip to the ball and the hip to the lies. And the hip to the lies.
You know about the ways on the underside.
What do you know?
Got a hot shot cat from a North End Guinea.
What do you know?
Ain't it up with your ass cause you ain't got a penny.
What do you know?
Dropping bombs from above cut you all down to size.
What do you know?
Cause the hip to the ball and the hip to the lies. And the hip to the lies.
Bigot Radio with your host, Jeremy McKenzie.
Burn it all down! Blow it all up!
Is it just me? Or is it getting crazier out there?
Roll the dice.
Listening to Bigot Radio with your host, Jeremy McKenzie.
Burn it all down! Blow it all up!
Definitely fucking believe it.
I wish I didn't.
Sitting on unstable plutonium right now. That's the kind of mood I'm in. I'm an unstable melting down reactor. Let's fucking go. Let's just get it over with, you know? Blow it up!
Let's
fuck
it!
Do it! Fuck. Slow motion. Screwing around is for the birds. How are you guys doing? Welcome back. It is nearly the end of the month, the 25th of March. Is this Tuesday? I guess so. If I look tired, if I sound tired, if I seem tired, I am tired. I've been up for a couple of days, pretty much. Why? Why would the answer be different than every other time? Who knows what the answer is? Jews. It's just Jews. All right, you know. Shut up! I'm sick of it. How are you guys doing? I don't know if these are left over or they must have from last time. Jan Honkak. Thank you, sir. Thank you for being the bass master.
He says, fuck the politicians and those working jobs who know they're doing wrong and keep up with it. That's a lot of people because they're weak. Control your mind, influence your retard friends' minds and any other chumps still bootlicking the government with your based charm. Yeah, we have an election happening now, so everyone is insufferable for the next 6 weeks. What is it, the 28th of April? This stupid fucking carnival's over? I don't want to pay any attention to it because there's no reason to. It's especially irritating, too, when you spend... I'm coming up on year 7. Shoe pile intensifies. Well, there should be. There should be a lot of those piles. But they don't get it. They'll spend... we have an election in Canada every 4 years, and they'll spend 3 years and 11 months or 10 months of that agreeing and understanding, yes, the government is bad at its, it's doing what it's supposed to do, which is fuck you over and milk you like an animal for its owners, for international finance and warmongering magic bulk cult following lunatics that, rape children to death. That's who they work for. And every time there's an election, though, it's too flat. It's too exciting. Next thing you know, they're picking up I want this team. I'm voting for that team. Didn't we just agree these were all? Yeah, but we gotta get the libs out. Okay, you're just a weak person that can't commit. You just can't. You're like the guy that goes on and on about his shithead girlfriend that sucks so bad, but you'll never leave her, will you? Because you're weak. You don't have the guts. Like these guys I knew in the army that hated it, complained all the time, they're still in there. They never leave. Why would they? They don't know what else to do. They can't do anything else. They don't believe in themselves. They're weak. They can sit there and say, oh, yeah, they're all bad. But, let's support them at the end of the day. Many of these people started off in the game real easy. The easy side, which was, we had the COVID era, the mandates and all these things that happened. And it was a very, I understand how ironic this sounds. That was the easy position to take was say, fuck that. You guys are insane. And they were, and they are, and it was, and it still is, and it always will be. And it would have been bad enough if it was just simply insane and aggravating and frustrating, but it wasn't. It killed people. It killed lots of people. Continuing to still destroy lives and ruin people to this day. Who's accountable for that? No one, apparently. They say, oh, COVID. No, COVID didn't do anything. Government officials, people with names and addresses and pensions that they love so much. They did that to you and your families, and they enjoyed it. And now they're out here with their hands out. Give us money. It's election time. Vote for me. And these people line up, and they do it. They just succumb immediately. Weak. All you Trump fucking people too. You're getting it now. Cause I'm done. I've always kind of been done, but I've tried to be a little more lighthearted and joke around a little bit more about some things and, give people the bit, but it just doesn't work. People need to be shredded. You need to feel like the piece of shit that you are, like the idiot that you are, like the sucker that you are. You need to feel that and feel that pain and feel that shame and that guilt and that disgusting bile, that dark, gross, toxic feeling in your soul. You need to feel that so then you can correct that. Dancing around the bushes and the periphery and the circumference, and let's just not really, let's just dance around the elephant in the room. That doesn't serve anyone. It makes it easier for them to go about their ignorant lives supporting the enemy. No. Nope. You're a traitor. What's the point of a government? What is a government supposed to be for? It's supposed to be an organized body of citizens appointed from the citizenry. Let's say we have 1,000 people. That's it. That's the whole country, the town, the team, the club, whatever it is 1,000. How many people do we need to run and manage this? I'd say at least 10. 10 people could probably, okay, which 10? Let's decide amongst ourselves who those should be, who would probably be the best choices, and they will take on that responsibility on behalf of the rest of us, thank goodness, because I don't want to do that. Does anybody want to do all of that extra work and responsibility and be the one, if things go wrong, if people start dying, for example, who's responsible? Those 10 people are. That's not what happens. You get told, here are your pre-selected choices by international finance. Jewish banking has decided who you're allowed to choose. That's not a choice. When I was in jail, and they would say, well, when do you want to go on your range time? 9 in the morning or 9 at night? Is it really a choice? Not really. What impact and effect on your life in there is that really going to have? Minimal. To nothing. And that's what you're provided with. And that's what satisfies people. They're satisfied with that. They think that's good enough. Does it for me. Thank goodness the internet's forever. See, it's a long game. Long time. And everything you say and do, it's forever, baby. It is now. Has been for a good 15 years. And how many of these people are, oh, Trump this and Trump that. And my God, weren't you like COVID protesting? And yeah? Yeah, he killed a fuckload of people. Operation Warp Speed, I saved millions of lives. No, you probably killed thousands, tens of thousands of people, actually. Regeneron. Remember Regeneron? He's shilling random companies for people. If that's not bad enough, hey, did the Appalachian communities get rebuilt yet, Donnie? Is Hawaii rebuilt? Because I noticed it, like, burned down. Ezra Levant came and grifted as much money as he could, and that was the end of that. We just don't talk about that anymore. Who knows? I don't know what's going on. Does anyone? That's reporters. That's journalism for you now. They don't stay with a story. They don't, oh, look, that's it. Oh, jingle, jingle. Look at the keys. Give me money. Oh, boring. Okay, what's over here? Jingle, jingle. New thing. Insert new. Download the new firmware update. We're over here now. This is what we're good people about this week. Next week, it'll be something else. We'll find something else to reassure everyone and ourselves that we're good people next week. Next week, it'll be Ukraine. Week after that, it'll be something else. Awful lot of people in need of assistance desperately in the United States. So, I don't know, sending $60 billion fucking dollars to Israel in the first couple of months seems a little irresponsible. Treasonous, maybe? I mean, they did kill one of your presidents, another presidential candidate. A lot of Americans actually have been killed by the Israelis. 9/11 on its own should be enough. Epstein Island on its own should be enough. The USS Liberty on its own should be enough. There is a list of crimes that these fucking disgusting freaks have committed that is longer than the convoy itself. And you know what? It's okay. Because MAGA, right? Because Orange Man is entertaining and he's funny and he owns the libs. So fuck all of those dead people, all of those soldiers, their families, the sailors, the children. Fuck all of them because I want to participate in the fun of Orange Man, MAGA, 51st Day, all of that shit. You're a weak person and I don't respect you because you're not worthy of respect. You're like an infant. You just jingle some over here. What are those things they put in the playpen? The little carousel. What are they called? I can't remember now. Just put a different flavor of the week up there, and they can just lay back there like little fat, piss tank, pill addicted, TV watching babies that they are, and just watch it go, ha ha ha, ha ha, ha. That's you. That's the average fucking person walking around. Why is everybody so angry? Why aren't people more angry? I'm not even angry enough, and I walk around barely able to suppress a homicidal, genocidal rage. The lying is insane. And the lack of a memory of most people to even keep track of it or remember things like, hey, didn't they kill a bunch of people? That's kind of important, yeah. And you can't even hang on to that in your head. And they know this. They know you'll forget, move on. That's why they get away with everything. Everyone's like, oh my God, they're not even hiding it. They just do this right out in the open. Yeah, because nobody's going to stop them. They know that 98% of the population is going to forget all about it by next week. Because there'll be a new shiny thing to talk about. There'll be a new virtue signal event. There'll be a new celebrity, a new scandal, a new thing. A new thing to entertain the never-ending, the bottomless pit thirst for entertain me, Daddy. There'll always be something else. Doesn't matter if they're slaughtering your own people and families and communities. No! No! Entertain me, Daddy! That's all I need. I need to be entertained like a fucking baby all the time. And subject yourself to these insect worm of men. They're pathetic. Trump's a fucking draft dodger, by the way. Remember that song, Fortunate Son, CCR? Yeah, that's not about Trump. Well, maybe in a way it is. I've got burn spurs. You've got bitch spurs is what you've got. What's he going to say? Oh, he knew better in the 60s? Middle of the Cold War, communism on the march, countries being absorbed and taken down. Like, all right. I mean, everybody knows now the Gulf of Tonkin didn't exist. It was all a sham, et cetera, et cetera. However, at that time, any reasonable, patriotic man in America who fancied himself anything, they were looking to get involved and help out. Not Donnie. No. No, he's got a rich daddy, right? And he's too important to fight in Vietnam. He's not a poor person like you, like my cousin who fought in Vietnam, who got shot in the fucking head and blown up on a landmine. A Canadian guy went down and did Donald Trump's fucking job for him so he could hide. That's your president. Cool. Shithead, coward, insecure little weasel. Who puts their name on buildings in giant gold letters anyway? If you're going to forget where it is, you need to make sure everybody in the city knows it's yours. You fucking teeny little dick-having loser. Why don't you go fuck a 14-year-old again? I wasn't there. I don't even know the guy. Yeah, nobody knows the guy. You're just in 80-some pictures with Epstein. Dozens of different evenings. But you know what? It just coincidentally, you never even talked to him. I mean, there's pictures of you being looking, video of you actually, looking quite cozy and friendly with the guy, but he didn't know anything, right? What was he supposed to do? He's just so intelligent and plugged in 5D chess all the time that he's oblivious that he's at a fucking pedophile party with a bunch of pedophiles and creeps and psychos and gangsters. He didn't know. He thought it was the good boy church learning time event. That's what he thought he was at. So is he retarded or what? Yeah. Cope about it. You get your border wall up yet? They did the calculations, and by the time he's out of office, if he lives that long, he's an old obese fuck, they'll have removed maybe 1 million people from America. Several million will have come in since then, so he's actually, there won't even be a net negative amount of migrants in America. There will still be more than there was when Biden was here. I slowed it down by 5%. Oh, wow. Wow. Hey, you know what? If you'd use that $60 billion fucking dollars and injected that into federal agencies and recruited people. I mean, maybe you could have gotten rid of a lot more, but you know what? Jews. I forgot Jews, so we got to do that instead. Fuck America. Fuck all the people that are going to be affected by this, killed by this, Lake and Riley'd by this, because Jews need my... They're oppressed. They're so oppressed. The whole world subsidizes their existence and lives in fear of criticizing them lest your life be destroyed. That's how oppressed they are. Put on the hat. I'm president of the United States. Put on the hat and go over to the fucking stupid, stupid magic wall. I hope they blow that up. I wish a fucking missile would blow up that stupid fucking wall. Oh, I'm worshiping old rocks. Ah, shut the fuck up. You're retarded. What are you, a child? Oh, is it magic? You're going to write a little note and put it in there? Oh, really? Oh, fuck. Is Barney the dinosaur going to come? Is Big Bird going to be there? Oh. You're going to get your magic red cow and walk it up the... Oh, oh, it's the red heifer. Is this before or after we cut up a 7-day-old baby boy's dick and have a 78-year-old rabbi with herpes suck on it? Is it before or after that happens? I'm sorry if anybody threw up just now. Were you unaware of what circumcision is? That's what it is, and that's how it's done. The saliva cleans the wound. If you think I'm lying, look it up and try not to vomit. It's not a cult. No, it's totally normal. You need to. It's good for some reason. It's not genital mutilation or anything. Same boomer fucking retards will be like, Islam, man, fucking female genital mutilation, man. But yeah, here, have my son cut up his dick. Have an old man lick it. Why is it different? Oh, because the Jews. Oh, right, because they're Jews. I keep forgetting. Special boys. Special time. Special. It's no better in this country, every country. If you gotta worship it or you're going nowhere. The end. And America's probably the worst one. Probably the most subverted and captured country on earth. And the irony is that they have all of the means, all of the guns, all the money, all the manpower, everything that you could possibly need to free yourself, and yet nothing happens. Nobody does anything. I could probably list on two hands the amount of people in the United States that I'm aware of that are doing anything remotely close towards even alerting people to what's actually happening, never mind working on anything. It's mostly just people grifting, complaining, give me money. They don't mind that. In fact, they're probably making money on that. You're using these platforms they make money on to do it. And they know nobody's going to do anything, so just let them. They can live stream their own executions for anti-Semitism. Do you like that? We're going to get all of them out of this country. We're going to make it illegal. It's going to be a felony offense. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be illegal. It's going to be illegal to criticize Jews because that's you got to go. You got to go. Out of the United States of America because free speech and the First Amendment and all that shit, right? And they'll cope again. Like, well, it's not for hate speech. Yeah. I'm sure Thomas Jefferson will be right there with you. Nope. Free speech is to protect speech that you don't like, that people don't like. Because there is a tendency when people say things that lots of other people don't like, that person gets attacked or harmed or killed. That happens. So to put institutionalized state mechanism into punishing people for talking, saying words that other people don't like, you're objectively insane. You're the bad guy. You're evil. You're a weak cunt. Weak cunts equal evil every time, 100%. You want to find out where the most evil people in the world are? Find the most sniveling, cowardly pieces of shit that you could ever imagine. A lot of them are in the U.S. government. A lot of them are in the Canadian government. British government, basically politicians. Why is the world we're in so awful, so destructive, so toxic and evil and antithetical to anything good, anything resembling life or it's all terrible, huh? Why is that? Because the politicians are such good people. The people making all the decisions are just such good. They're so smart. They're so much better than you and me and everybody else. We should listen to them. They're all multimillionaires and have made real great careers and lives off of our backs, so much so they're detached from reality. And now in Canada, we're having a back and forth on tax. We're gonna cut 2% of tax. You're gonna save $800 a year. Wow, $800. That's like a week of groceries for the people under the bridge. They can go another week without starving to death. Thank you for that generosity. And then the other team goes, we'll save you $2,000 a year. How about $2,000 a month? Now we're talking. Do these people even know what money is? They have any concept? They probably don't. They probably have other people managing their finances. They just go around doing whatever they want all the time because they live on the taxpayers' money. Forever! For their whole fucking lives! And they respect it! How could you look at someone who's a career politician and respect them? That is the lowest form of human life. That's a parasite. You know who politicians are, especially if there's any army guys that listen to me. Hey, you know who they are? You ever do that, you ever carry the boats or those big logs or any kind of team event that really sucks and you all got to haul some kind of weight, but there's one guy who's pretending to carry it but not really doing anything because he's tired and he doesn't want to do it? That's every politician pretending, letting you do all the work and they can reap the benefit because they're only concerned about themselves. So if you're wondering, like, where the few tiny minority of people that still have any military service in politics at any level, those were the soldiers they were. They were the ones that were looking out for themselves. I can think of one, actually, who's an old CO of mine who's in the House of Commons right now. Yeah, and yes, the answer is yes. He was a piece of shit. He was a coward, and he looked out for himself and his career. It was the only thing that mattered to him. Got people killed. Didn't fucking matter to him. Gave himself medals and denied them to other people who deserved them. They did deserve them. They didn't get them. He gave them to himself, though, because he's a fucking hero. Says him. Now he's in the House of Commons. Shocking. Shocking. Yeah, there's Patton. Shocking. Right, buddy? That old movie Network, The Network, I think it was called. I used to play this clip years ago, 2020, 21, for a little while, maybe on and off for... Great movie. A lot of good messages in there. One of them is a real famous speech. And he says, you know, you've got to get mad. I don't know what to do about the crime or the Russians. Cost of food. I know that first of all, you have to get mad. He says, you have to say, I'm a human being, God damn it! We have an entire generation of men that won't assert themselves and won't defend themselves. You won't defend yourself. You're not going to defend your wife and kids and anybody else. Defending yourself is the easiest thing to do. If you attack a baby kitten, it will fight to defend itself. A baby kitten is tougher than you. You just say, yes, master, put the slave up. Go watch the hockey game, buddy. Go watch football. Go get the Bears and the fucking Willie. Yeah, buddy, Budweiser, buddy. Fucking the Jets and the Bills is on. Yeah, buddy, fucking all the Leafs and the Habs. I can't do anything, man. And then every 4 years, you're going to pretend like you know anything and I'll get the limbs off, buddy. You're the fucking problem, dude. You're the problem. You fucking coward. You weak, pathetic piece of garbage. None of you have the fucking guts. It's right there in your face. We have fucking all these phones. I'll get into this in a minute. There's so have access. What do you want? What information do you want? All of it is available all the time for almost nothing. If you have any ability to think and look and persevere at all. And take even a slight... Like, what are you worried about? The cops are going to come and kick your door in because you watched an illegal movie? Don't you think just being worried about that is cause to pursue that, because is that a world you want to fucking live in? It's not one I want to live in. I grew up knowing those people are bad, and now they're everywhere. And because they're everywhere, because they've taken over, because they have the power, nobody wants to do shit because they're afraid of them. Oh, okay. So you only fight when it's a sure thing. I only get in the ring against 7-year-old girls. That's all. That's what you're here for, right? If there's any risk of getting hurt or losing, oh, not me. Fucking my paycheck, buddy. Oh, my pay for my pool. You fucking half man. You're unworthy of your own heritage. The shit that people had to do for you to be here, and you're just too much of a lazy sycophant to do a goddamn thing. You won't say a fucking word, will ya? And years went by of this. Again, it was right there on a plate, like God himself handed it to you. Here is the clearest example you will ever have in your life of people with power and means crushing and harming people who can't defend themselves. And you said nothing, and you did nothing. Or worse, you worked for them and said, well, better you than me. Fucking my paycheck. What's the point of your life? I know, collecting things and coins and shekels. Look at all the hockey jerseys I have. Go Leafs! Yeah, that's you. That's what you're here for. So nothing. So for no reason. You have no real reason to be here. To consume things and, you know, participate and worship child games. And those are the same people that will dogpile and attack anyone who's actually trying to breach the prison system for everyone's benefit. Why do they do that? Because they're afraid. They see that guy or that girl or somebody causing a ruckus or shaking the fence or doing whatever. They go, oh, yeah, because they want to curry favor with the claw, with the monster, with the pedophiles. They want them to think they're a good boy, pat them on the head. They want Mark Carney and Pierre Poilievre and Donald Trump and the rest of them come down and go, you're a good slave. Good for you. Yay. Can I have a cookie? Here, have a soggy Oreo I pulled out of my asshole. Eat that. But you've got to be vaccinated first. Yes, Daddy. Vote for me. Oh, get the libs out. Get the libs out. Every fucking one of you participating in this shit, why don't you just go take a piss on the graves of all those people that were murdered? Alone. Died alone behind a fucking plastic sheet. Grandmothers and grandfathers. Frail, afraid, their last moments, it's over, it's all done, and you don't get anything. You get a, we'll fill a latex glove full of hot water so you can hold it out. Just pretend it's a person. Fuck them, though, right? Because it's time to cheer on laundry. The red clothes are fighting the orange clothes, are fighting the blue clothes, all the different clothes, and they're putting up signs of the different clothes. So there's no people in there. Oh, that's Sean Fraser. He's not a person. He's a piece of shit. Opportunist nobody. It's the red sign with the clothes. The red clothes. That's it. He could die tomorrow. They would just drop someone else right in there, and the results of the election would be exactly the fucking same, because they're not voting for him. They don't give a fuck. They're voting for the color of the team. They're voting for laundry. Most people in Canada still think that you vote for a prime minister. They think that's how it works. That guy should run for prime minister. You're an idiot. Children know this. They taught us this in elementary school. You vote for your local representative. Do you even know who that is? Nah, you just go there on the day and go, oh, red team, blue team. That's you. That's who you are. I don't sound like that. Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. Yeah. Yeah, you open your mouth and like a toxic fog comes out. Like the kind of haze, the kind of, you know, it's almost biological. It's almost physical. The stench is so thick that comes off of just the piles of trash in India that are just being picked over by dogs. There's corpses in it. People are looking for money and things. it just floats along. Yeah, that's you. That's what coming out of your mouth when you talk, when you think you know anything about anything. Get the libs out. You really think it's that simple, huh? I don't mind so much people that just don't get it. They're just ignorant. They just don't know. And they're like, I think maybe we should do this. It's the ones that fight you on everything. No! Oh, okay, where? What have you been reading? What do you know?
Nothing. I know who every player of the Phoenix Coyotes.
Oh, okay. Right on. How many of them signed resource deals with the fucking Chinese?
Oh, man, the libs are fucking... It's like a police state. They're tyrannical. The libs are tyrannical. We gotta get them out.
Yeah, all these tyrannical things they're doing and have been doing. The conservatives made it that way. They brought those laws into existence during Stephen Harper's disastrous time in office. Each one worse than the last. Every regime is worse than the previous one. And they all follow the same trajectory no matter what because they're getting their marching orders from elsewhere. We're not in charge of our country. These people are simply the sellouts, the traitors, the prostitutes and whores who have volunteered. They said, yes, daddy, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll administer the poison. I'll tell the lie. I don't care because look how much money I'm going to get. And they're going to pat me on the head and I can stand behind a podium. I can be an important, pretend, right? Because they know they don't really have any real power. They can't go off script. They can't implement anything they want to do. Just read the script and play the game. And they're happy to do it. And they like to do it. And they get rich doing it. And for 3 years and 10 or 11 months every year, people go, my God, had enough of these fucking people. Oh, but then, hey, excitement in the air. It's laundry time.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
I don't care. I don't fucking care. Go waste your time and do it without me. Enjoy. Out. I'm just getting started. When it gets really bad, the war gets going, the food scarcity happens, and people just start starving to death and die. Understand, many of you deserve it. Many of you had it coming. You had every warning, you had every clue, you had every hint. And you looked at
me.
Yeah? And that's going to be all you, by yourself, on your own. Enjoy it. Bad as you think it is, you don't understand, you have no idea. Land of the fake, home of the gay. You got that right, says, I think Jews are an excellent example of what white people should be doing. Investigating, prosecuting, and sentencing. Well, we don't have anybody that's, you're not allowed to do that, really. Like every other captured industry, you can't get into these fields and have the wrong opinions. You'll be done. They'll take your license away, and they'll just get rid of you. In the Soviet Union, they made that kind of stuff a mental illness. If you were against the regime or the state or criticizing it or someone, well, you must be insane because they don't, right? And that's, how is that much different the world we're in now? If you're like, yeah, what do I think about Israel? Yeah, they're evil. They're fucked. They're one of the most destructive and bloodthirsty religious cult governments and people in world history. Top three, maybe number one. I'm, you know, somewhat read in history, but I'm far from being an expert, so I'm going to leave the door open there. But, they're up there. It's not even just purely by kill count. It's by the level of malice, the level of evil you have to be able to wield to do the kinds of things that you're doing. That's what does it for me. And nobody beats the Israelis. Nobody beats the Zionists. Nobody beats the Talmud. Nobody comes fucking close. Because everyone else I've ever studied genuinely believed they were doing the right thing. Or had lost their mind in the process. But that's not that way with these people. It's different. It's an open admission that they are better than everyone else on earth. And it's their job, says God, to control everything and kill who they want. It doesn't matter. They can do whatever they want. And it's okay to rape, torture, kill. They protested because they weren't any... They got caught raping prisoners. The Israelis did. So the government said, okay, no more raping the prisoners. It's making us look bad. And they rioted. They protested against that. Not to stop the raping, that they wanted to continue the raping. And I don't want to spend hours and hours going on about the various crimes and horrors that's been inflicted upon the world by these fucking monsters, but I promise you it's extensive. It is almost endless. It very well could be endless because they keep adding to it every day. Every day, a new horror. And people defend it because they're afraid of it. That's so pathetic. That's so unbecoming. Disgraceful. That's what my great-grandchildren turned out to be doing. I'd have rethought, you know, wanting them to be around in the first place. Sycophants for the devil. Is there any lower position in the spiritual hierarchy of life? Where is the devil's sycophant? How powerful of a soul is that? Is that a blinding light that you must avert your eyes from because it's so impressive? It's so powerful and warm, it like heats the room. It's, you know, it's incredible. Running cover for the devil. Making excuses for Jeffrey Epstein and Mossad. Playing what about for genocide? Wars and things like this happen all the time, unfortunately. It's a fact of life. It's part of what we are as an organism, and part of our evolution, and part of some sort of intelligent process that we are progressing towards something. I don't know, and I'm not going to pretend that I do, because I'm not insane. But they're not all our business. And in fact, pretty sure we all agreed very easily as all children will agree they want ice cream. That mass slaughtering 5-year-old kids that want ice cream is an evil thing to do. That's just an evil act. I don't care if they're the children of your mortal enemies. They're children. They're just basically genetic raw material. And you don't have the authority. I don't care who the fuck you are. You don't have the authority to decide what happens to that life form. It's not up to you. Did you make it? No, you didn't. So who the fuck are you? You're going to cast death sentences on children now? What else are you going to do? You going to stop time? You going to get rid of the moon? Or since we're talking crazy stuff? We don't do that. We're white people. We don't do that. That's awful. We kill people who do that. Any war, any fucking scenario that exists where we are now in a combat zone and getting shot and shooting people is just that's just part of the day now. That's your routine, okay? That's life, whatever it is. Civil war, I don't know. You're in some kind of war. Ask somebody from Bosnia, maybe, what that was like. I promise, if you head out there with 20 of your bros doing a food run, checking on other people across town, seeing if they need anything, whatever it is, whatever scenario, you're going to do some reconnaissance, I don't know, and you come up to a field and you see a bunch of people walking away or driving away, leaving the scene of a mass execution of five-year-olds. The only thing that now matters in the world to those 20 men is killing everyone on those trucks. If you're a good man, if you're a righteous person, and you're engaged in mortal combat, fighting to the death, hopefully it's for a good reason. You're defending yourself legitimately, or you're fighting really evil, fucked up nonsense. That's pretty bad. So that's what you're there to do, isn't it? Because we're not supposed to be fighting wars for money. Well, we're here to make money and secure the opium. No, that's not what we do. We're white people, right? We don't give a fuck about that. We're supposed to believe in more higher ideals, like, you know, destroying evil, like not tolerating it, not giving it its space. Finding where it lives in the woods. Bringing your friends and murdering it. Listening to it scream, and you're all just driving swords into it. Yeah, die. Fuck you. And you go back to the village. It's all good to go. The dragon's dead, everybody. Hooray! Hooray! The children can now play outside again without fear of being eaten by a monster. Why? Because the men found it and killed it right in its fucking house. What do you think happens if all the men are, oh, I don't get my pension and I fucking live? It just runs around and preys on whoever it wants, and now it's everywhere doing anything it wants. Nobody wants to say it. Nobody wants to say it. They're all afraid. I'm afraid. I'm afraid. I'm afraid. Afraid of what? Afraid it's going to hurt you? It already is. And it's going to continue, and it will never stop. So you're afraid of something that's already happening and is inevitable. And the only potential way that it could stop is if you stopped being afraid of it. Because if you're not afraid of it, or at least not paralyzed in fear of it so that you won't even resist or defend or assert your right to exist, if you're that afraid, you're not going to do anything. But if you're not that afraid, you're in a position to do something about it. Fear is their ultimate weapon. And there's just cowards everywhere. It doesn't even take much. Boys, we're not even shooting. Nothing's happening. We're talking. People are talking. We're in the talking phase. We're in the fucking talking phase. And you're scared now? You're fucking scared now. In the preliminary discussions. That part. So the thinking about talking about maybe the problem, that paralyzes you in fear. Let's say you agree with me on what many of the problems are. If this many people are afraid to even think or speak, what the hell do you think our odds are at doing anything? Pretty near zero, I would say. And I'm going to shit on the Americans a lot tonight for reasons that will become clear later. But
I want to make it clear that I don't mean our friends down there, the actual Americans, who know what's going on and have been doing everything they can and their whatever is means available to them and suffering accordingly for it. That's America. Those are the, without them, that's not who I mean. I don't even mean the people that don't know any better. I mean the cheerleaders and the sycophants. And we got them up here in Canada, too. And the LARPers and the freedom people. You fucking J6 faggots. I don't mean the cops. I mean you faggots. You the Proud Boy. You idiot losers. I followed some of that case. It was like, oh, they didn't do anything. Oh, yes, they did. Oh, yeah. They LARPed like you wouldn't believe. They had weapons caches, and they were all talking all kinds of wild shit. They had radio. Everything was bugged. They were into everything. They had informants everywhere, obviously. Apparently, they were too stupid or being paid to not pay attention to that. I don't know. But you went as far as to, all right, let's just occupy the Capitol building then. Like, that's war, dog. What do you think was going to happen? What did you think would happen when you left? Oh, they'll just be like, all right, that's good. Glad that's over. No, they're going to destroy you now. And they did. They put people in jail for years. Ruined lives. And for what? What was the point? You blinked. You flinched. You know, they called your bluff and you lost. Don't fucking put people in that position. If you're not serious, if you're not about that life, let's say, don't you ever fucking dare open your mouth saying shit like that. Oh, yeah, boys, tell them to bring the weapons and put them... Oh, so what can happen? You can feel like a big boy and then do nothing? And do nothing. So you cross the Rubicon of let's go, it's throwing hands time, and then when they show up to fight, you surrender immediately. Fuck you. You fucking destroyed people's lives, and however many of these people applies to down there, destroyed their lives because you were having fun feeling like a big shot. You make me fucking sick. Those people should be in jail for different reasons, but leave them in there forever. You LARPing faggot. You're just a disgrace to America. Imagine if the people that fought at Bunker Hill or any, they could see that. How impressed would they be with you? I can't imagine very much. And those same people with the big mouths and the whole America, man, fuck me, the ones who know the least. Now they're all, yeah, it's fucking annex Canada, 51st state. You can't even annex yourself away to a fucking fit body. Shut up. Why don't you go annex yourself onto a treadmill? Doughboy! You can't even free your own country. You're oblivious. You're under enemy occupation, being bled into a dry. The debt is non-recoverable. You must know that. You're never, like, it's over. You're economically enslaved forever, permanently. The wars have bankrupted America, and now we're getting ready to do another one. And you're going to support that, too, because you're fucking dumb. You're weak. Daddy Trump says, yeah, well, they'll probably kill your Daddy Trump, and they'll say, Iran did it, and you'll send your only fucking son. Paid for my pool. Fucking living my life, best life. My retirement age. I'm fucking too old to do that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those fucking people, right? Well, yeah. You just stay right there. You just stay in the corner. I'm going to beat you up a little bit more. You couldn't even fucking hold a candle. The Canadian freedom people are 10 times the size of you. You have every advantage, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, you have a right to privacy. You have tons of legal weapons to protect yourself with. You have tons of civil privileges that we don't have. And, we got Stuart Rhodes. Whatever the fuck his name was. Canada's got hockey sticks,
snowballs, alcoholism. That's what we had. And we, so, all right, you stay there, America. We'll just fucking throw down for a minute for the whole world, I guess. Because it was happening to us all. Wasn't a fucking massive civil unrest convoy to Washington or London or Berlin or Paris. It was in fucking Ottawa. So if you're going to stand there and talk shit about us like you think you're about anything, you fuck you. Absolutely go fuck yourself. You're a joke. You're a fat joke. Your country is this close to being disintegrated forever. You're oblivious to that fact. You're a minority in like every state. You've got like 3 years. And guess who's who do you think's going to win the next election? Probably AOC or any other number of psychotic retards. It's really not going to matter because your job is done. Your job of being the sledgehammer for the chosen boys is all over. Once that's done, once Iran's out of the way, there's really no reason for you to continue. So you just, it's like riding a horse to death. They got the nasty spurs on it. They're just kicking the shit out of this thing. This horse is like on its, it's going to die. And they're like, I don't care. I need to get where I'm going. I'm not, the horse is not my friend. The horse is a tool that I am using. And when it is expired, I will get a new one. That's how the world works. That's who these people are. That's who you're cheerleading for. That's who you're supporting. And they look like Dracula. It looks like Netanyahu, who, as I guess, according to the clip that I saw that Red Eye shared the other day, the Musk and Netanyahu's are family friends. Great. That's great. That explains a lot. I'm not at all surprised, actually, especially after I saw that photo of Elon Musk being hosed down by, I think it was Ari Emanuel, one of the Emanuel brothers. Just more rich, powerful Jewish people that are everywhere all the time and seem to just, anyway, hosing him down like he's a dog. You gotta clean it out before you get in the house, you know. The whole world makes sense when you turn that skeleton key, but these people are too afraid to do it. Oh, get mad at me. Oh, Steven Spielberg, shut the fuck up. Especially the people that know, right? So you're going to hold this on the one hand, you know, a mountain of dead baby skulls, literally. Wow. Whoa. And, but you're like, oh, but also they might get mad at me if I say anything. Okay, Milhouse's dad. Don't broach the subject of the mountain of baby skulls, because yeah, you're right. They'll probably get after you. The devil would get mad. Oh fuck, not that. I don't respect it. We don't have time. It's like some people are like, oh, we just got to have more patience. We got to wake up more people. We don't have time for that. This isn't stay after class for half an hour and we'll reread chapter two. You need to get like dumped ice cold water in your face, smacked around and thrown on the truck. Like there's no time. People are dying. A lot more people are going to die. We don't have 40 years for you to get fucking comfortable. I mean, it's 2025. What have you been doing?
Well, I just started seeing stuff like 5 years.
5 years ago? 5 years ago. And you're still not prepared to go, yeah, that's pretty messed up. That's some pretty awful stuff that's going on there. That's probably the most evil thing actively happening on planet Earth right now. And we're paying for it. We are supporting it with our money, with our words, with our diplomacy, with our economy, with our laws, the people we're putting in jail who are dissenting over it. We are fully on board supporting Mountain of Children's Skulls. And you're still not sure what, you know, how you feel about it, or you don't want to say anything or what? This giving in to just forgetting about shit and moving on, it's so weak. It enables them to do it again.
Oh, it's not good to just, you know, keep this.
No, it isn't. You have to. Because the problem is not solved. The monster is still out there. You understand? People are coming after me for running around town with a bell being like, guys, the fucking dragon is eating people again. I'm like, shut up. I don't want to hear about that. Yeah, neither do I. So let's kill the fucking thing and it'll be over. Yeah? No. I'm going to make YouTube videos supporting it and I'm going to get a little silver plaque. I'm going to go to its campaign rally. I'm going to get fatter than ever. My pants are going to fall down. I'm going to go, yeah! I'm all Pierre! I can't really lift my arm above this because my anterior deltoid is so underdeveloped. Lifting my arms above my shoulders is quite difficult. But I'll just see red, bro! You know? Gross. Disgusting. I just want to throw my bell into the second floor window where I imagine that person was and just watch it sink right into their head. And it just shattered orbital bone. 500 points! Fuck yeah. And the best part is it like bing, bounces off, falls down to the street. It's a brass bell. It's fine. You just pick it up and continue on. You're like, I'm going to fucking keep doing this. Just dummying people with this. What a great shot. I could throw a brass bell right into someone's head like that. Two stories down. Must have been pissed. But they just, it's crazy that people will just move on and not and go, oh, well, what can you do? Like, I'm literally still mad about 9/11. It was a long time ago. It happened, though. What a gaslighting fucking thing to say. Imagine, let's say you have a sister. Any of you guys have a sister? Girls, guys, doesn't matter. And your sister or your mother or, God help you, your daughter gets, you know, raped. And you never find, you could never catch the guy. And 20 years later, oh, just forget about it, move on. There he is. Everyone knows where he is and who he is. Actually, everyone knows all about it, but everybody's afraid of him, so nobody wants to say anything about it, do anything about it. Oh, it was 20 years ago, right? I guess. Right? Forget it. Who cares? It's a long time ago. Get over it, honey. Big deal. Haven't you Slava Ukraine right now? Did you see that? Did you see Slava Ukraine? Did you get your booster? What, Dad? No, I couldn't hear anything. I was still wondering what was going through the heads of those people as they were jumping to their deaths and they didn't know why or what happened. And nobody stuck up for them. Imagine that's your family in there, your brother, your dad, your son, and they get murdered. So a bunch of liars can go on a crusade because they have a magic book and they lie to everyone. And then more people end up going into lots of your people and they're murdering millions of other people who have nothing to do with anything. The only common denominator here is Dracula, the devil, and his sycophants are using everyone else around them, enemies, friends, it doesn't matter. They're all just tools to him because he's the devil. You're not people, you're tools. Or actually, what's the goyim? That's right, Phil. I'm sorry. That's what you're for. You're just there to facilitate what has to happen. Don't you know that? Kneel when I speak to you. You're not special. You're not chosen. It's not insane. I'm not an insane cult member that believes I am personally charged by God, the creator of all things, to shepherd the peoples of the earth for some reason. Because I'm supposed to. That's nice. So I try to be respectful. You know, let people believe what you believe, you know? Whatever helps you get through life, and who knows what the real answer is. None of us are ever going to know. I think that's part of the problem. That's part of the point. I don't think you're supposed to. There's no answer. Everyone's always trying to figure out what it is. You can't. It's like the edge of the map in a video game. You can't leave. You don't have the ability to. It's made that way on purpose. That door doesn't open. It's just there for show. Probably part of the reason you're supposed to be here is to try to get as close as to figuring out of that as you can. That's like the Kobe. What was this? Something, something, Baru. Star Trek. You know, there was a... Yeah, I used to watch that shit. You know. But there's like a simulation while they're at their academy while they're training new officers. And they put them through one where you can't win. It's like, it's impossible. You will die. You're going to... But they want to see how far you'll take it, how hard you'll go, when you'll give up, and all that kind of stuff. What if it's like that? You don't know it's not, and I don't know it's not. But to me, that feels respectful of all of this to say, I'm probably supposed to try as hard as I can anyway, to the point that it kills me, probably. I think that's kind of the point. Let's see what you got. Go hard. Even if it kills you, especially if it kills you. And you're going to find out who's really dedicated, who really believes it, you know? And you've got everybody just being used. I once did, like, there wasn't very much I could do. Some sort of battlefield first aid with section teammates at the time. On this kid, this Afghan kid, he was probably 12, 13, not much older than my son, one of them. He didn't even have hair on his dick. Sorry, I know that sounds gross. But you know how I know that is because his legs were blown off and shredded and mangled up to the knees and beyond. And he didn't have anything left of his clothes. And his torso was pretty mangled as well, shrapnel wounds and so on. And he was just kind of laying there. Wasn't bleeding really because the wounds were cauterized shut from the blast. Very hot, burned everything as it blew him up and burned his clothes off and so on. And all he was really concerned about is that everybody could kind of see his junk, and he's like, can you cover that up for me? Like, through an interpreter, he's like, can you do something about this? And this was like real near the end of my deployment. Like, we had like weeks to go, and everybody's just trying not to die. It's like, we're out of here in 12 days or something, right? Like, let's just not get killed. Like, let's just fucking shut this down. Fuck this place. Who gives a fuck? This was pointless. All we did was run around in circles and stupid gay. Fuck this. Fuck this whole place. That's kind of the attitude. And, you know, I couldn't help it. I was just sitting there looking at this kid, and he's just looking at me, and neither of us can speak to say that. And I'm just thinking, what the fuck are either of us doing here? I'm like, his life is obviously over. There's no VA program in Afghanistan, especially for now enemies of the Taliban. He was like an Afghan army, you know, police. I can't remember what he was. Some kind of state security. He's like 13 years old, 12 years old. Couldn't have been more than 110 pounds, 100 pounds maybe. Why? For what? What was this? Why? It's easy to dismiss it when you're like, the other side, who gives a fuck? Like, yeah, I know that. That's true. But this is right in front of me. And I didn't do this personally, but I'm touching it. I'm trying to help this kid maintain his dignity and try to just keep an eye on these wounds. They don't burst out and bleed everywhere. We're putting tourniquets on them and shit. And I'm touching the physical results of what these fucking people do. And make us do and pretend. No, who's this kid? I don't know. Ask him if he knows who I am. He has no fucking idea. Why are either of us here right now? If you're going to fight somebody to the death, like, he probably should be pretty clear as to why that is. And we're not even really sure. We don't really know what's going on. Bin Laden or something? I don't know. You ever see children on fire picking through garbage quickly trying to, because we burn the garbage because people will rummage through it. And that didn't really stop them. The adults stopped rummaging through the garbage and they started sending children to do it because I guess children are expendable there. They have lots of kids. And if they lose a couple, it doesn't really matter because they're just farming them out like crazy. So they send the children and they know that we're less likely to shoot children. So they send them, and they jump into a flaming pile of garbage to look for valuables, batteries, anything really that could be. And there's 40-year-olds on fire, head to toe on fire, running away with something they found, and then rolling around, and they're all fucking trying to put them out. And I'm like, what the fuck is doing? Why are we? What? Why did this need to happen again? And these media whores and these political parasites will sit there and gaslight people like me and our guys like they know what the fuck is going on over there at all. Like they have any idea at all. They've never even put a pair of boots on. Like the common people. And they're the first ones to talk. They're the only ones to talk. And they know. You just listen to them. They're educated. They got a nice suit on. Hey, that's the guy from the sign. He was in the laundry war. Yeah, red team, blue team. I remember. I voted for one of them. I can't even remember. Favorite color at the time. Can you appreciate how insane this sounds, especially from our side? Now they want to do another, we're going to do World War III, are we? See, this scares me. Not necessarily because of what I think is probably or could happen, but I really have no choice. I'm compelled. It's like I know I'm getting, it's like a magnet is pulling me in a direction and I'm just, I can't. You know, it's out of my hands. Everything is being funneled in this direction. And I really think they're going to try and do this war. How many more years do we have? 2, 3, 4, 5? How close is your 10-year-old son then to being drafted? You know? Lots of people are anti-war and say we shouldn't do that, but they don't feel like they know what they're talking about. The good people, they don't want to say anything or they don't want to get too aggressive about it because in the end, like, they don't really know what they're talking about. They just feel like it shouldn't happen. They don't understand why or they can't really explain it. They just know that this isn't a good idea. And they think there's other people. You know, the politicians are out there. Some of them are veterans. They don't, you know. I will make it my fucking... If it's the last thing I do, and it might be, I will put everything that I have into stopping every last fucking person I can find and get my hands on from going anywhere near that. If they try to charge me with treason, it's just gaslighting. I know what's happening. And I'm not going to let you do it. I can't. You might as well ask me to hold my breath forever. Like I can't do that, obviously. So what would this war even be for? I know what it's for. It's a transition to the next stage. Old empire era, that's done. What did Netanyahu said it? When the Americans are all used up, we'll just, you know, squeeze every last drop out of them and let them blow away like a dead leaf. There we go. All done. I mean, what do they need you for anymore? Have you looked around? All of their enemies are destroyed. All of them. Except for one. The one that coincidentally is up next and was also at the bottom of the list. General Wesley Clark's list that he produced in shortly after 9/11. He was the Pentagon, and they said, these are all the people we're taking out now. He said, why? And they said, I don't know what we're doing. Well, yeah, the reason is, again, religious cult maniac people. So the dumbest possible reason. Even money would be less insane. Why are we blowing? Why are we killing all these people? Well, because we're going to pillage their countries and make all kinds of money. Because we're broke. We need to get our money back. We need to, you know, America first, you know, so we're just going to We're going to basically Viking raid the whole Middle East and just take everything they got and fuck them. You know, I know it's awful, but I mean, we got to do something. So that is less insane. That at least has an element of, you know, I mean, we got to provide for our own people, but it's that, or we just let everything go to hell. No, it's not even that. It's there's a red cow and there's a prophecy and there's towers that have to fall down, you know, and there's little cubes you put on your head, and we go to an old wall, we put paper in it. Like, you wouldn't understand, but essentially that's it. Because of that, that's why we're not, you know, thousands of years into the future, technologically, socially, culturally. We could have had it all by now. We could have had everything. The world could be such an amazing place, but it isn't. Because we've been doing nothing but fighting wars and killing each other for almost 100 years. And once again, there's a common denominator as to why that keeps happening. You got to be careful about talking about it, because in Canada, they'll put you in jail to prove how wrong you are. To prove that you're just picking on an oppressed people. That's what that is. So we're going to destroy your life for talking. For talking about, let's stop killing little kids. That's the side you're on. Let's put people in jail because they dared say, let's stop killing little kids. It's not what we do. It's beneath us. That's what evil people do. And we are here to destroy them. I think that's why we're so passionate and at the heart of so many of our myths and legends and stories and cultural kind of fabric of what we aspire to be, what we'd like to be, and think many of us think ourselves to be, but we never measure up to those things. That's the point. You can't. You set impossibly high standards and you try your fucking best and you never make it, but that's the only way you're ever going to get the maximum effort out of somebody, when they try to do the impossible like they can. They try to do the impossible like they can do it, you never know. If they fail, and everybody does, hey, they fucking went pretty hard. They couldn't have done any better, literally. They literally did the best they could. So for talking against the people that create mountains of baby skulls, will destroy your life. For talking about it. Not for lying, because, I mean, you're not lying. We just don't want you to talk about it. We've invented some terms that, because of social engineering, have made people think it sounds scary. They just know that you're bad. Boo! And we'll ruin you to demonstrate how good we are. No. Our favorite stories and our favorite myths, and they're always the people that, you know, they slay the dragon, they kill the bad guy, right? That's why our movie, that's why they love that shit. Good guy, the bad guy, the bad guy. We like this idea of the righteous fight. And that's why we're so eager to do it, because people are lying to you. And they lie and say, well, this person is evil. If they're evil, well, fuck. What good man with a set of nuts doesn't want to fancy himself? I mean, at least once, at least as a hobby, maybe just one time with the boys, and just go and swing a fucking axe into some evil piece of shit's head. I mean, you're totally absolved. It's totally cool. They were evil. What if they weren't evil, though? A lot of that happening. But those are always that's what they're after. We like that. I think it speaks to the deepest parts of our spirit, where deep in there, we know what this is. We know where we are, and we know what we're supposed to be doing here. Because you can feel it, you know. Some movies, you know, tap into this. Real, you know, fictional historical figure. You know, it's based on a true story. Everybody likes those ones, right? Why do they put that in front of the movie? Based on a true story. They want you to, you know, it helps bring more emotion in. It's real. This really happened. Really? Oh, yeah. Based on a true story. They make the British in, what was that movie? Great movie. Not very historically accurate, but a great movie. The Patriot. Mel Gibson, one of my favorite movies. Great movie. They weren't just fighting the British. They were fighting the evil British. Colonel Tarrington, fire the horse and barns, you know. All traitors to the King of England deserve to die a traitor's death. Do they not? Fire the horse and barn. He makes them fucking kill everybody. Whole village full of women and children, locks them in the barn, burns them alive. You know? Why? Why? Because it's more emotionally compelling. Mel Gibson knows how to make movies. He knows this. You want Mel Gibson to kill that guy. He's all he killed are the kids. He's horrible. So when he, you know, spoiler, the Americans win the fucking Revolutionary War. I know you maybe didn't know that. There's a more of a payoff emotionally for the audience. And some of the people get emotions from, they get real emotions out of that. And it's just a tape. It's a tip. It's in there. It's speaking to what's really, really deep down in there that you don't need explained. You can just see it in a very easy to follow and understand story. And some part of you from beyond probably time is speaking to you that is a great feeling. It's maybe the feeling, you know, maybe that's the one that we're here where we exist. Life is a mystery. It's a riddle. There's no real clues or instruction manuals or books or I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. But deep down, everybody has this sense that there either is, or if there is, like real, actual evil anywhere out there, killing it would be awesome. Imagine like all those movies about saving the world and. What do you think, Phil? Death to the claw. Yeah, death to the claw. You said. A classic Philip War song. Torkel, thank you very much, sir. The Frostbacks is the illusion of choice. It's enough. It's enough to comfort people into accepting the lie that gives them an excuse. Because if there were no elections, they wouldn't have any excuse, and they would feel compelled. So the game must continue. Keeps people soft. Keep your heads. Otis Will says, don't worry. Rachel will be the official fact checker of the vote. Yeah, good. Good. See, guys, Rachel's getting in on the election fun. All the retarded kids are doing election time. Election time. All of the retarded kids, it's election time. It's election time. Rachel's here, but please don't move. Her vision is based on movement. She can't see us if we don't move. The fuck is that? It's a TikTok, son. It's another TikTok. We must go faster. Must go faster. What do you think about this? Go faster! What do you think about all this? That's all I hear now. Whenever anybody tries to send me a Rachel clip, I just... That's the noise I hear. It's fucking... I don't know. My brain has just deciphered it to make... basically ones and zeros of binary code. It's so, there's nothing there. There's not, it's so vapid and empty. It's just an empty thought bubble that just come, and it's the stench. It's that Indian stink. It's like the trash pile of corpses and dogs and everything. No, that's real. That's no, that's not. That is not what India. Yeah, yes, it is. Look. Here, you want to see? There's tourists there. You can go see them if you want. I like it. Yay!
I'm in the shit as well. Yeah, cow shit. Yeah, I know. The cow is drinking from the.
Now, see. The people that created this, I mean, we need millions of them here because obviously, look, we need this. We need the engineers, we need the cooks and the doctors and the fucking the skilled labor. They're skilled.
From the Ganges.
Yeah.
Man, I actually saw a foot.
Okay.
Oh wow! On my right, we have a corpse. We have someone dead.
Good.
The cow is eating. The dog is eating the bones. He's looking for the bones.
Right on.
Please, they cover the body so you can't see it. Oh my god, oh my. You can see the skulls. Usually in the morning, the workers clean all the fires and look for jewelry and for gold.
That's just River Street. That's just right around the corner from the market. Like, no, this isn't a war zone. This is India, like, all the time. It's just what it is. It's not. Nobody bombed them. That's just what they're doing.
You know? Because the dead sometimes have jewelry, golden rings. Earrings. So, yeah, they clean the whole place.
Like, and like when you see what this is, and
every
then
morning.
You see like these mounds, these piles of like, you know, was this dirt? No, this is garbage and trash and body parts and decaying. Like, this has just been where people have been throwing stuff for decades.
And those dogs are peacefully having a nap.
Oh, that's good.
This cow is peacefully eating.
There's peacefulness.
There's a burning hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, and then you have tourists there. And this is what remains from all the cremations.
Cremations. Oh, they're burning humans there. Okay, good. It's just a human corpse pile. Right on. Glad we have that. That's good. Mega says, you're saying I should vote? Or I'm going to write, like, fuck you on the whole ballot. I think everybody should vote, and they should just ruin it. Because choosing one of these options is just consent. You're just consenting. To, all right, I guess I'll eat the shit sandwich. No, this is all gay. This is all fake and gay. Imagine if there was the highest voter turnout ever and it's like 40% of the votes were just said, fuck you. Or we are watching. Imagine that. Hashtag 338, we are watching. 40% of the vote said that. So I guess that means millions and millions of people are like ready to storm the keep, it sounds like. They sound like they're fed up. I mean, that's crazy. That's a lot of. That would require people to have a backbone, have dignity, and stick up for themselves instead of just, oh, we gotta get the libs out. Here's fear again, right? No, if we don't get the libs out, yeah, just be afraid. You gotta vote, because then otherwise, oh, everything will get better if you vote, yes. No, it won't. It'll be exactly the same. It won't make any fucking difference at all who gets elected. None, zero, absolutely zero. I've been doing this for a little while. It doesn't matter who gets in there. It doesn't matter what they say. George W. Bush ran as the anti-war candidate when he got elected in 2000. We'll bring all of our troops home from... to America from the Americas and all the other many Americas. We'll bring them in and we'll play mini golf. Whatever. No more foreign downsizing, all of that shit. Troop drawdown in Europe. Oh, yeah, that's what everyone's been wanting forever. And then actually, bro, that's what happens. Every time, it doesn't matter who you vote for because he's not even in charge. It's just there to read the script. It's pro wrestling for stupid people. At least pro wrestling fans know it's pro wrestling. The political fans think it's real. We have a choice. We have choices. Laughs in Banker. Laughs in BlackRock. Laughs in State Street. Laughs in investment funds. Laughs in money printing child-murdering island freaks. Ms. Speaker, this is a great stream. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's going to get worse, maybe. I don't know. I got some more shit to get through. Fractured. I almost started reading it. Just Zanal. He says, well, fuck you too, man. Heart emoji. Thank you. Jen Steen says, in Canada, we at least have the good loons. We do have those somewhere. He says, CRJ is an inbred pervert Jew. Wow, that's... Even the loons are mad. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Mika's is evening. That wall where Jewish religion worships is not even the Second Temple wall they think it is. Actually, it's the remnants of the Roman military's Fort Antonia, not the temple. Therefore, Al-Aqsa is not on the Temple Hill, and they're praying at the wrong place. That'd be fun. It probably is true. Like, it's all just based. You're just like, just have faith. When they're like, just play along. Fuck it. Just play. Who cares? Just pretend. How do we know that's even true? I don't know. Just have faith. Okay. Let's just play make-believe. All right, then. Is it magic? Does it do magical powers? No, it's just a wall. It's just rocks, and people put paper in it, and they vibrate at it for a while and put little hats on. And I mean, I wanted to get work done today. I thought we could try and finish up this agricultural deal so we could get some more food moving in between these. But I mean, I guess we had to take the day off because people had to worship a wall or something. So I guess the starving people are going to have to wait till you're done be playing Ninja Turtles, whatever the fuck it is you're doing over there. Like, oh, you don't believe in God? No, I do believe in a God, but I also have enough respect for that theory, that idea, that I'm certain there is one, that I don't think it's a priority that I put on a costume and dance in front of a pile of ruins. I don't see what the, like, I think I can think of everything else would be a better use of time. Like, just volunteering at Kids Help Phone for an hour or something would be better than all of the people that ever danced and vibrated and put notes in a pile of ruins ever, because that did nothing. None of that did anything. That was, you know what I mean? If your connection to your spiritual fucking center, the universe, whatever it is, requires piles of rocks and papers and like, it requires physical accoutrements. It requires a theatrical production. There has to be this and there has to be that. And no, because it's in here. It's in here. It's inside. It's a non-physical thing. So what are you doing? You're retarded. All of this stuff is just supposed to help you try to, again, internally, mentally. You don't a hat. What? You know? If you needed a hat, you would have been born with a hat. You would have born with a little hat. You would have had it on already, but you didn't. You had a little hat on your dick, and you're like, no, cut that off, and have a rabbi lick. So, I mean, is that what that is? Is this like, listen, the foreskin thing, I'm really self-conscious about it. I don't even know why. And it's like embedded, the trauma's deeply in there. So they're putting like a little one on their head, their dickheads themselves, and they think if they cover their dickhead existence with the sacrificed piece of foreskin that they're supposed to have, that somehow it will protect them and make them whole. I don't know. They also believe that you can cast your horrible deeds and sins into a chicken, slam it into a wall, and trick God. They also think that. So I don't... Who's to say? Who knows? It's all a mystery. You're going to have to... If you really want to know, you're going to have to go to the magic wall and pray about it. So whimsical and fun. So I think this is deep. You don't know that's not what it is. Just because I yelled it in a half insane tone, that doesn't mean any of those words aren't 100% true. You don't want me to be Hannibal Lecter again, do you? Is that why you do it, Ben? Is that why you do it, little Shapiro? You put the little hat on your head because you miss the one between your legs. You feel inadequate. You feel like a
F-man, perhaps? Is that why you seek out sexual pleasure from little boys? Is that why the island, the tunnels, the shame, it always has to be underground? It excites you, doesn't it?
Send in Lecter! Send in! We need based Hannibal Lecter on our side, and I'm willing to make concessions. I know eating people is crazy. It's insane. It's disgusting. But he's eating communists. He's eating, you know, bad people. He's eating parts of the claw. He's eating vampires. And I'm going to tell you this. Listen, do you want to win the war or the fight or not? If you say yes, there are some other guys in the chat who will back me up on this. There are some things you need to accept as just this is how it be, okay? And one of those things is in every winning team, especially at they have what's called, well, some people call them war criminals. We like to call them, you know, Stevie or something, you know, Big J or, you know, and we just have to kind of let them do psychotic because they're really good at killing people and like they are having a great time. So in exchange for their, like, they're as good as five men. You know, he could kill at this rate of five people by himself. So the trade-off is you might have to let him eat people, you know, that he's killed. And if that's the trade, that's the trade. I mean, you make that trade, all right? People used to have war dogs. They would have chained up, abused, fucking angry, psychotic dogs that they would take to wars and just let them, and then just a pack of murderous dogs would just tear into your fucking troops. Like that. Listen, do you want to win or not? Like, you got to be, because the other side's going to do some fucked up stuff. And if you can't meet their level of ruthlessness and brutality, you will lose. It's not the movies. It's not like a video game world or the comic books where it's like, no, we'll just be the bigger man. And we'll, no, you'll lose. You'll lose. If they're willing to do dirty shit, and if it's effective, then you have to be able to counter that. And if you can't, you lose.
Oh, well, that's so dishonorable.
I know it is, but that's why we had agreed again a long time ago when we fight each other, there's rules. We don't, you know, mass murder our women and children and blow up the city. That's why we're fighting in fields and shit, right? You wouldn't have the war in the middle of Paris. You know, it just. Don't seem to have any respect for that anymore. I mean, that's just my opinion. The devil's sycophants say, you just don't understand. Man on the Mountain, thank you, man. He says, you had me at blow it all up. A lot of things should probably blow up. Keep your heads. Thank you, man. Says that Prince Albert, Saskatchewan tomorrow morning. Jeet video. That's Prince Albert, Saskatchewan tomorrow morning. Oh, the trash pile. That's just a place in India. That's just around the corner. That's the pizza store. There's a 7-Eleven there. That's a park. That was actually a park. That was an Indian park. Poop park, where there's dead bodies and packs of wild dogs and cows and shit and people rummaging through corpses looking for valuables. Says next time they face the wall, it won't be for a kiss. Don't speak. I know what you think. You don't know that. Some people find love on the firing line. Camby says, during COVID, I was shoved into a shelf in a store by a large man for not wearing a mask. There were three other men in the same section, and none of them did anything. That's insane. Like, I've met her, you know? I can't imagine just standing there watching something like that happen. A man assaulting a small woman because she has bigger balls than he does. And those are the people now, elbows up, Canada, look at least in the halves, bye. No one respects you. I laugh in your face all the time because I know you're not going to do shit. You can't. It's like you're threatening to rape people when we both know you had your dick cut off decades ago. You can't do anything. It's not even there. So just stop it. Stop insisting that you're... Go put up another lion meme on Facebook. Go create another middle-aged boomer profile picture where there's your face and there's lions around you for some reason. Or there's like you know, the Tom Hardy, what's the guy from Peaky Blinders, Cillian Murphy, is that his name? The Facebook boomer tough guy starter pack where they have that. It's black and white. There's maybe somebody smoking. He's kind of looking off. He's like, I'm fucking loyal as but tough as hell. And you better not fuck with me, bro. Cause you know, shut the fuck up. Why don't you just go to big sign and go, hey, everybody, I'm an insecure little bitch. I just want everybody to know that I am constantly worried that everyone around me doesn't take me seriously. So I'm just trying over the top. I mean, I'm surrounded by lions. Aren't that tough? I'm getting tons of tattoos of Spartan warriors. And I'm please fear me. Please respect me. Give it a rest, guy. I know what I'm looking at. I know all about what being insecure is. That's why I was in the military. I did 14 and a half years in the military, all my whole career, because I was insecure. I didn't have the confidence that I wanted. I didn't feel like fucking. So I just kept doing crazier and crazier until eventually I realized, what am I doing? I'm out of my mind. At least do something. Don't just fucking put up lion memes. Get a fucking crusader tattoo over your bitch tit. Like, I'm a fucking, yes, you're King Baldwin. Yes, you are. Go get him. He's going to see red. Don't worry. When he gets at him, he's going to see red and he's going to, but you're not even going to know. He's going to see red. Oh, man. Not too many decent, regular, you know, sensible, just decent guys left around. And they're all very isolated when I do find them. They're not coming from a group of, they're just like, so everybody in my family's a communist or, you know, or like, wife divorced me because I wouldn't get a bunch of needles, took my kids. Like, you know, this is. And there's no real, especially if you're hip at all to like what's happening out there. This is everything's going to hell. I don't like this. I don't like any of this. I don't even know why or how it's happening. I know I just really don't like it, though. I know that, you know. Where are those guys supposed to go? What is their social collecting point? They're just supposed to shut up and get drunk and watch sports ball, right? That's what they're supposed to do? Just shut up and be drunk. And that's what a lot of them are doing. Because I don't know what else to do. Just try not to think about it because you're going to go crazy. And then some of them think about it too much. And then they kill themselves. And then some of them drive themselves crazy. And then they kill themselves. And then some of them, they just drink themselves to death. And they kill themselves that way. So a lot of men are just basically killing themselves. More or less. That's the shame of it. It's usually the good ones. The cowards, the weak, the fucking, you know, they don't have the guts. They're just parasites. They live in fear. The weak ones are constantly afraid. You think people that constantly live in a state of fear are up for like offing themselves? Hey, you want to do the scariest thing? No. No, they're going to kick and scream and try to hang on to dear life. They live to be 100 years old, you know? And that's why all these groups are popping up everywhere. It's instinct. Because there's always going to be at least some guys that are like, well, this is fucking, I don't care any, like, I'm, if this is, if we're going to go down like this, I'll like, you guys, you know, you guys want to click up at least, you know, it'd be less terrible. At least we have some fun together, you know, at least we'll have friends and people to talk to. I mean,
Again, I was in Afghanistan. It would have been a lot less fun by yourself. At least if you got other guys around, you know. And in the end, who else is supposed to? Who's going to do anything? Who's supposed to provide the moral backbone of society? The voices in the room at the teachers' meet, like these town meetings and these school board, like the shit that they're getting away with and saying and doing. And it's like, where's everybody at? Why isn't anybody in there just giving it to them? Not one or two guys. I mean, like 30 or 40 guys from town. Maybe all of the guys from town. Do you know the weight, the gravity of that would be? What are is the police going to arrest 120 guys, 50, you know, 90 guys for being like, they all live there, they all have kids going to the school? No, this is fucking nuts. You're insane. You should be in jail. You want to show them what? Nobody's getting in the way of that, and they'll back the fuck down. It would probably be easy, but
Leafs and the Habs is on.
They're all masturbating until they're exhausted all the time. But we'll see. People are working on all kinds of things. Doing all kinds of things. And it's like instinct. It's just kind of happening. There's not really a... It's not like there's a secret website. We're all secretly in it. No, it's everybody's just kind of instinctively, you know. Another, again, in the military, you ever just kind of all at once see like a big pile of guys just start putting on jackets? No one told them to. No one said, "Hey, all right, everybody, put on your rain jacket now." No, they just all of a sudden. 30, 40% of them all just started kind of around the same time because they are experienced and they just, yeah, it's going to get wet soon. They're probably not even thinking about it. It's just another day. It's just what you do. I find that very interesting. It's like the instinct of the organism as a collective, as a people. It's all just kind of, it's the T-1000. You know, the puddles are clicking together. It's like it knows what to do on its own. Each individual puddle is maybe unaware, doesn't know. It's just going where it's going and contributing to the whole. And then you have a killer robot. A killer robot. LLM contributors is Skullduggery. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Or madam. I don't know. Talidal says, Whitey doesn't do... Yeah, we don't do that. Yeah. Yeah, it's... We're supposed to be the guys that kill the people that do that. Yeah, that's not a... It's not Fed posting. Yeah. Oh, country A, people A, religion A, doesn't matter. They ran around massacring women and children and just killing them all and raping all the women to death and killing all the children and fucking... Everyone in the world is like, oh, fuck them. They gotta go. Yeah, obviously. Instead, we're, you know, no, it's just... Didn't you read the Bible? Chosen. Okay. Well, that's a book that you got, and I'm watching really real shit happening right now, and I don't need a book or anything or anyone to tell me that is fucked up. That's wrong. That is wrong as it gets. I watched them years ago. This is even recent. It's not like, oh, October 7th. No, this shit's been going on. They've been killing people there since 1947. Lured children with like a fake ice cream truck and shot them. Yeah. Again, it's not the body count. It's the malice. It's the... What kind of special evil are you to, you know?
They would tell people that, oh yeah, refugees, go assemble over here in this area. That's a safe zone. Wait for everyone to get there, and then they bomb it and kill hundreds of people. On purpose. Like, that wasn't an accident that they corralled so they could kill as many at once. It's like, they want to step on as many bugs at once. That's how they think, and that's how they talk. And that's who we're supporting. People that do that. So we're not looking for the monster in the cave anymore. We're not out trying to get through the misty mountains to fucking just to Mount Doom or do any of that. We're, you know, running PR for Dracula. We're running around at people's, you know, are disappearing and we're going, no, that's fake news. Rachel is fact checking that. There is no Dracula. There's nothing's happening. We just got to get the libs out. I mean, how do you live with yourself? Aren't you afraid? Aren't you worried? I said this once before on a stream and somebody got mad at me because, well, they're religious people, think they know everything, right? They feel like they own the material. I've noticed. The ignorant ones. There are not ignorant. There's you know, people that are deeply religious that I respect very much that aren't like this. But the ignorant ones, the stupid ones, they feel like, no, that's not how it is. It's fucking, you don't know. No one knows for sure. And they seem to like, no, that's not how it is. Anyway, I was talking about how, you know, when people would say, if someone was a God-fearing person, and like, well, why should you, and then they're like, you know, when you're kids, I remember having this argument with people when I was like 14, like, well, you should be a, what kind of God is that you're supposed to be afraid of? No, you're not. You're supposed to be afraid of failing. Of failing your creator. You're in fear of not, you know, living up to your potential, doing what you're supposed to do, making the right decision. You know what I mean? And you're afraid that when it's over, you're going to maybe have to account for that. And that belief drives you to pursue those things, making your life worthwhile, pursuing positive things, trying to help others, trying not to be so much of a selfish piece. Because again, you're like, I don't want to let anything or anyone down if I'm supposed to be, right? It's a good thing to be. I think it's a good way to live. How can you support monstrosities these people get away with and just not, how do you sleep at night? You're not afraid, not worried? You could die tomorrow. Tomorrow, right now, 10 minutes from now. Anything could happen. Oh, shit, massive stroke. Dead. Look at that. Like, do you think you're going to get a warning? Like, it doesn't happen. A friend of mine just the other day got told some, you know, surprise, you're fucked. Ugh. Not dead or anything, but like significant life-altering, you know, for the worse condition. There's nothing that can be done. Like, I don't know, I would feel pretty shitty. I would feel pretty shitty if I spent all my time just trying to get money and like me, you know, all of this stuff and not even really trying to understand anything, not even really trying to fucking, especially if I'm cognizant of it at all. People have tried to show me, I've seen the videos, I've seen the killing, the murder, I've seen all the pushback, I've seen all the, I'm just going to ignore it all because this is easier. I don't know how these people, for people that are so afraid all the time, they're not afraid of probably the only thing they should be afraid of. I think it's really the only thing you should be afraid of, not living up to your potential and doing what you're supposed to do. Not living in fear. Not letting, you know, your ancestors down, your all of that. Your creator, maybe? Like, that's where it all goes in the end anyway, so. What are you afraid of anything here for? We're all going anyway. Ivy Chevy, how are you? Says, who is the dirtbag leaker named Callan Land? They doxed us on X. Yeah. I'm trying to decide what to do with that. I'm 98% confident I know who it is. But it's like, what are you going to do? You know, like the lawyer's like, we could sue, you know, criminal charges technically. And I'm like, that's really not that satisfying though, is it? You know, like, oh, boo, you're going to get a peace bond or some shit or fucking. No, I feel like that's going to go in a different direction. Bloody Bay just sent a cry emoji. I'm sorry for whatever happened. Politis is not a tunnel Jew. That's good. Rowdy Roddy says, why are you so mad at the Americans tonight? Well, I've been mad, but I'll explain. And Seg says, tried to tell my son 8 months ago to stay away from the military, and his father hasn't let me talk to him since. So, you know, my dad really didn't want me to go, but he didn't stop me either. Had he known what I know now, he probably would have. Because that's as a father, it's your job to protect your children. If you know they're going to do something that's not, you know, you got to stop them. But if it's one of these, like, I mean, if that's what they believe in and that's what they want to do, I have to let them live their life. They have to be able to pursue their own destiny. I can't get in the way of that. I wouldn't want anybody to do that to me. That was probably some of his thinking there, but I mean, if they come around and try to grab up any of my boys or cousins or nephews or nieces or anybody, I'll make the, you think the Wellington Street regulars? No. We're going at it. If you're going to try and pull this shit, you want to solicit volunteers? That's one thing. Because again, it's not my job to make people's decisions for them. But if you're going to try and conscript people or invoke mandatory service or otherwise, like, oh boy, do we have a surprise for you? Probably should just leave that one alone, you know? Glass house and all that. Right? Zanel says, this is for the extra cheese. Okay. Your name is throwing me off. I get scared. I don't know what to read. I don't know where it's going to go. Weebo says that's why he shoved Cambie. He was envious of her ball size, like Aguato on Ace Ventura. Probably.
Fucking bitch.
He probably has nightmares about Cambie fucking his wife now. He's like in a psychosis. She has like a beard and a huge dick. He's like, wait, wakes up. His 500-pound wife is like, what is it? He's like, oh, nothing. You know. Pathetic. Jen Steen says, my nephew, niece-in-law. What? Are you serious? Chopped his, her stuff off. We need a cult that sucks that off. What? Okay, I don't know if that's a joke or, I don't know. I don't know what to do with that, so I'm just going to leave that alone for a minute. So, yeah, I do feel that Morgan's right. So you'll feel better when you get to yell at everybody. Like, you're probably right.
He knows me very well, guys. It's just. I never remember what's even on here anymore. Kind of want to play with it sometimes, but I can't
remember what's on. It doesn't matter. It's not that important. So, but. Speaking of her and I. So we did.
I'm gathering the amount of how deeply fucked this is on so many levels. So as you know, we went to Mexico in January. And it was kind of, we'll see. I was held for 5 hours by the Mexican police on an immigration alert because I'm apparently very scary. Very scary. So in the police station, I utilized an application on my cellular smartphone that translated spoken Spanish into textified English. So I'm candidly observing their conversation against their wishes. I told them I was texting my lawyer. Yes, I lied to the Mexican police. And they were talking because I wanted to know what they were saying. And they were saying to someone on the phone in Mexico City that there's an alert here to, you know, basically give extra security screening, like, you got to really fucking be careful. And when he opens the data, there isn't any. There's nothing there. It's just a blank page. He's like, I don't know. Are we drug trafficking, like assassin, gang member, murderer? Like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to be looking at here. And they're also like, I don't know either. I don't know. I guess just check all of this, do the regular shit, and if there's nothing there, let him go. I'm like, yeah, I'm going back next week. Here's my return flight in my hand. Look, I'm like, I think he's just going to a resort. Yes. Hi, that's Morgan. Yeah, we're just going to. Okay. You're right. Mexico. The American border guards thought that story was crazy. Mexico did that to you, they said. Mexico lets in murderers and terrorists and all. They don't care at all. I said, I know. I'm aware. So that was a flag as to, like, how ridiculous is this? This conversation we had at a border crossing 2 days ago. I don't even know now because I've been awake for almost 2 days. Had a lot of Red Bull last night and slept a couple hours this morning and had to do a lot of administration and running around and phone fuckery and installing and uninstalling and blah, 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 because, well, we thought we're down there in the area anyway. Border's right there. It's a quick drive. Let's just go see. It's the only way to know. 50-50. I figured 50-50. They'll let us in or they won't. Let's just see what happens. That was a mistake. We took a minimal amount of things. Like a change of clothes, like not like there's nothing, like there's no possible. It's just us, right? Even our, like, we have like shitty phones with nothing on them, like just. Immediately pull over, immediately get out, car is tossed, totally. We're detained, like arrested. You know, you're not allowed to leave. This isn't up to you anymore. Armed guards are now guarding you. And for 9 hours, we are interrogated about anti-Semitism. Yes. For 9 hours, I'm treated like a criminal. We are fingerprinted and photographed. There are phone calls back and forth. The station chief is coming in and giving us dirty looks, and he's very stressed out. He's coming and going. He leaves. He comes back with another guy. They're on the phone. The border agent, they're very nice and sympathetic. They were like, this is fucking, what the fuck? And eventually they're like, this is out of our hands now. We don't even know what's going on, but yeah, you can't leave and we're going to wait here. And luckily, I think because we were so polite, they were actually, couldn't believe it. They were like, I can't believe how nice you guys are. You've been here for 9 hours and we didn't even have to. And we're just like, yeah, we're used to it. We know. We figured this would probably happen. Like, wow, you know.
I'm sure there was some talk of sending us to a facility, though, as has been happening to lots of people, I understand. I read in the National Post the other day, a woman who had a work visa flew down to California to start her job where she'd been living for months. Then she spent like months in prison because of a technical error. So they just, or somebody didn't like the look of her. It was like, yeah, we'll just arbitrarily put you in a jail cell. Horrible. Tons of these stories. So that was a concern. But luckily, they just simply seized all of our property. I knew they would search the phone because they like, give us your passwords, give us all that shit. You know, I'm like, that's what they do. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. I don't care. Go ahead. No, no, they didn't just look. They stole it. So we were kidnapped, interrogated, and robbed by the United States government. And then at nearly 10 o'clock at night in the pitch black in a blizzard, basically, it snowed like 6 inches in that part last night. We have no means of communication, and both of us, because of how fucked up everything is, and hackers, and fuckery, and horse shit, and our phones that, you know, we have tied to our banks, because you have to okay these purchases. You do the card, boop, swipe the thing, and then you gotta go, yeah, allow the thing, because otherwise, there have been attempts on our account and stuff, right? So we have to, can't do that! Can't buy anything. Can't call anybody. Can't even get Google Maps. Nothing. Luckily, we knew where we were. And luckily, the vehicle was full of fuel and we were able to get all the way home on one tank of gas. But yeah, that's just how it is now. And I've just talked to somebody else who had the exact same experience. And he ended up getting banned for 5 years. He said, yeah, you're not allowed to come back to the U.S. for 5 years. Because he attended a Palestine protest or something. Land of the free, huh? Right? Unless, of course, you're, you know, wait a minute. Do you not worship Jews? Get the fuck out. Get out right now. Never come back, at least for 5 years. In my case, We were able to, I kind of was like, okay, so let's just leave. Like, we don't need to be processed. We're just going to go back to, like, this is obviously crazy, you know. And they ended up kind of discharging us again, but they still wouldn't give us our shit. That's gone. That's never coming back. That's gone to Tel Aviv or whatever. Enjoy looking at our dick pics and stuff, I guess. Have fun. I mean, I did. And sent us off into the blizzard in the middle of the night, you know, and it took like 7 or 8 hours to get back. The best part, though, was that when they said, now, when you come back again and try again, that is never happening. I am never going back to the United States for any fucking reason. You couldn't pay me enough money to go there. That is the police state of, you know, sycophant of Satan. That's what it is. You want to talk about scary governments? The American one is the scariest one of all. The craziest part of it all was that they said, well, you have to prove to us that you're not a criminal. I said, how exactly am I supposed to do that? Because the lack of convictions and criminal record, which you can see, indicate that I am not a criminal. Because that's what that means. If you've been convicted of a crime, you are now a criminal. I have never been convicted of a crime. I have no open case. They were all withdrawn, dismissed, and stayed. They all went. None of them even made it to trial. They were so weak. How do I prove a negative? How am I supposed to prove to you that I'm not committing crimes if I'm not committing? That doesn't make any sense. And they were like, yeah, I don't really know either. I don't really understand how this is supposed to work. Like, that's and you know what they based everything on? You know what they were reading? It was a package about me from the Canadian Anti-Hate Network. Jews. How's that freedom going down there, America?
All these Trump boomer vocals.
Listen, you need to shut up, and you should probably just take a chance and maybe hear out some of those people that,
well, no way, they're extremists.
Well, we live in an extreme time, don't we?
Something else they accused me of. Aren't you a naked extremist? And I said, you have to explain what you mean by that. What do you mean? I was very polite. I was very cooperative. Didn't even raise my voice. I just, you know, cracked some jokes. Very, you know, what do you mean by that?
They don't really know.
They're like, well, it's just what it says. Like, okay. Okay. Well, I was born in 1986. Very normal, middle-class family, mom, dad, sister. Went to school, played street hockey with my friends. Joined the army, 16, 17. Did that for a while. Life was a certain way. And now, it's a way where people that don't know me or you can just influence your immigration system, and you're arbitrarily detaining people and seizing their property and treating people like criminals. Like, I remember the 90s and like pre-9/11, where like everything was very chill. This is extreme. The state spying on all of your calls and emails, listening to you through remote devices that you may have in your home, smart devices. Putting people in prison for their political beliefs in the Western world, in America, in Canada, beating unarmed women with guns. I saw it happen. Trampling seniors with Clydesdale war horses. Political prisoners, bank account seizures, like the Soviet Union. These things, those are extreme. And if my criticisms in opposition to flagrant insanity, that's extreme. Well, I suppose I'm a product of my environment. And you have to match intensity with intensity, don't you? If there's anything extreme going on, I can show you exactly where it's coming from. I'm not the one inflicting any of this. I don't influence state policy. I didn't tell everybody, hey, we should spy on all of our citizens. Hey, Stephen Harper, we should give the government insane, crazy power that the liberals are now using to crush people with. So everyone, oh, the libs did all this stuff. Where did they get the toolkit? The conservatives built it for them because they don't care either. None of them care about you. It's just a game. It's just a game. It's just theater. It's just their career. They don't even think about it more than that. They're narcissists obsessed with themselves. They live in a fake fantasy world. They're like theater kids, like people that are in the drama world. Yes, I'm a very professional actor. Blah. Their whole life is in this make-believe world of professionally playing make-believe. It's very similar in politics. It's a very self-contained, isolated echo chamber. And the fact that it is should indicate that it's bullshit, because none of these people have any idea what's going on. Have you heard any of them talk? Like, really? That's just reminded me of this. Who posted this one? Derek? Yeah.
We hear many things every day, and
oh, you hear things every day. That's good.
What would be terrific, of course, is to have a modality for working together on issues of concern.
You hear things every day. It would be good if we worked on those things, okay?
So that we can address them.
So that we can work on them, yeah.
Together. This is
that you could do so.
Marco Mendocino, everybody.
You want him to do.
And at the same time, we will plan as we need to.
So while we're working on the things, we're going to plan things as we need to plan things.
Have the measure, you know, to have the responses needed to protect Canadian businesses and our workers.
So we're able to do the things for people.
And
media report.
Wow. Okay. So that's the Canadian government. Like, that's just. Oh, that's just a bad example. That's the average person in the government right now. They have no idea what's going on. They think, they go up there, they say, like, we're going to save Canadians $500 a year. And, like, is that a joke? Is it a joke, Pierre? I mean, 2,000. Are you fucking with me? Are you trying to piss everybody off? It's almost three times as expensive just to survive now as it was 10 years ago. And your big plan is, have a couple months worth of cereal, I guess. Is that because you're a multimillionaire? You got like tens of millions of dollars in investments and assets, and you don't even probably know what anything costs anyway. How much is a hot dog? Is it 9 half pences? How many eagles for a hot dog? Like, what century do you think this is where hundreds or $2,000 is going to make people go, interest. Wow. Really? People's kids are dead. Their businesses are gone. They're living in their cars. And you're offering some groceries for a month or two. As what? Like, here, I hope the rest of your death is less painful? Just back, it doesn't matter which side it is. They're like, we'll give you a Flintstone vitamin. I'll rub your feet while you die. Like, they're not even trying. Cut it off. What is this? And they go up there and they talk about it. And people clap. Go, oh, yeah, good. Pierre said good things. They should be fucking throwing shoes and baby shit-filled diapers at his face. He just gave himself a pay raise. Did you get a pay raise this year? Maybe you'll get a few $100. People have been living a couple $100 paycheck to paycheck ahead of being just broke every month for years now. Like, they're, and many are no longer here, and now they're in tents, they're in cars, they're homeless, they're whatever. So basically 10 years of ruin, longer really, if you want to look at the whole chart. But your solution again is we'll give you some Flintstone vitamins, a banana, half a bottle of water that's got a fly in it, and it's all going to be given to you by an Indian man who doesn't speak English. Yay! Let's vote! I can't wait to vote! Well, it's better than nothing. No, it's not! It's not better than nothing. The other option isn't nothing. The other option is you no longer speak for me or anyone around me. You don't have my support. I will not give you money. You're shit. The end. We will speak for ourselves. We will stick up for ourselves. Because you can't do it. You don't know how to do it. You don't have the balls to do it. You just want to have your turn. It's my turn. It's my turn to play. Mom, he said it was my turn next.
And these liberal people, can you please stop calling him a Nazi? That is so offensive to Nazis. Trump too, like stop this. The Nazis were not gleefully cheering as scores of children were burned alive by Jewish hellfire missiles in a holy war crusade against a refugee camp. I have a hard time feeling like that would ever happen. It also certainly wouldn't be sending tens of billions of dollars every couple of months into that effort while running cover for the rest of the world to make sure everyone knows they're the chosen people and they're allowed to and all this kind of stuff. It's really, I mean, we can keep going, but it's just, it only gets more insane and ridiculous from there. And why are you burning all of the Teslas and everything? I mean, yeah, Elon's fucked and he's a piece of shit, but like, yeah, these people are bad. They're, you know, but, you know, it doesn't even make sense, guys. Like, Volkswagen was literally, I mean, Hitler invented the company. That's just wild to me. There's tons of these videos. You're driving a Nazi car. And it's like, oh, man, you're like a goldfish. Someone just sprinkled some emotional dust on you. And there, go, current thing. Chip out, new firmware update. There, yeah, go attack Elon Musk. What? I wonder what kind of brain damage a lot of these vaccines have caused. Because that was the number one side effect. Not according to me, according to the vaccine companies. And one side effect was damage to your frontal lobe of your brain. So, is that why everybody's acting insane? Probably not helping. I don't think people being more brain damaged is going to help the situation. More mental illness is not going to help anything. Unless it can be like autistically spun into something productive. You know, that's possible. But yeah, this is, again, if you are, especially, I mean, there's only a handful of guys really, but if you're, you know, known to be, you know, a close associate or friend of mine or something, I would probably just not even risk going there because they may just kidnap you and put you in jail for indefinitely until someone gets a hold of you. This woman here in this story, they just, her family or friends or somebody got a hold of an immigration lawyer after a while. Almost 2 weeks, she was detained in an actual jail, filled with other people, like nine of them in a cell, just pissing in a Dixie cup, no showers, just hell, right? Because there was a piece of paper maybe that they weren't sure about, so they're like, yeah, straight to jail right away. She said another person in there that she met was driving in the wrong lane, going to Mexico. They stopped until the age they didn't have their passports on them, expecting to be redirected. Instead, they were put in prison. They were both pastors. Family of free living in the U.S. for 11 years with work authorizations. Jailed. Fifty of us crammed into a prison bus for the next 5 hours, packed together. Women in the front, men in the back, bound in chains. Rather, I mean, what the fuck are you... What is going on down there? And there's actually travel advisory board. It'd be like, oh, America's not... No, it's not a joke. America considers this a hostile country now. Everyone, the whole MAGA, they're out of their fucking minds, okay? They're a danger to the world, and if they're not stopped, we're going to have World War III. That's not hyperbole, that's reality.
Oh, Maple Mark,
yeah, let's destroy the world. Let's support the Dracula people who believe in magic book theory, and we need to wage this final war of Gog and Magog, and you don't even know what's going on, do you? These religious cult maniac freaks, because MAGA, you're a retard. You're insane. You know, I'm going to shut up so people like you can try and draft my sons. I'll fight you in your own house before I let that happen. They just turned on everybody. And again, to be clear, I'm talking about the establishment of the American government and its sycophants, who there's a lot of in Canada, by the way. I wanted to mention this as well. I wanted to scold some other people because as bad as I've been giving it to the fucking, you know, most of the political crowd. I just don't, they're not really relevant, and they're full of retards and losers and, like, just totally detached from reality people that are not serious people at all. Like, they're just a train wreck, totally convinced of their own superiority, but they have no idea. They're the PPC. A lot of them lately, I saw them being in support of full tyrannical nonsense, because it's, again, it was easy mode when, you know, COVID was easy, right? It's an easy challenge, an easy test of your morality.
Hey, whose side are you on? The big giant bully stepping on families and little kids and elderly?
Or the defenseless, unarmed, poor people with trucks that are honking? Which side are you on? That's pretty easy. Now we've got a little more nuanced ones. Let's see what's going on. Let's see if we got anything else under the hood there. Not so much with a lot of these people, because they don't like the pro-Palestinian protesters. They don't like them because they're viewed as the libs. And to be true, many and most, if not 95, 90, I don't know. It's a very high percentage of the whole Antifa, Trantifa, current thing, Slava crowd, the blob of idiots has just adopted this as their new current thing. So they hate them anyway, but they don't have the mental and spiritual strength to rein that in and see it for what it is. And what it is that, sure, a lot of these people aren't even Canadian. They shouldn't be here. It's not our, none of our fucking business and not our problem. However, some of these protesters are Canadian citizens. They're your brothers and sisters, and you're advocating jailing them because they're protesting and they're wearing masks and they're, blue, we gotta destroy, we gotta find them and get, just like the other side did to us. You're not any better than them. You're the exact fucking same. You're a coward and a weak, insecure little bitch. Number one, they're Canadian citizens. They're Canadians. That's a family problem. You don't kill your family. You can fight with them. You can fist fight with them. You don't ruin their life and try to kill them, do you? Maybe you have an intervention or something. But you give them the respect and the dignity that they should be owed simply as a member of your family. Automatically, they're above everybody else. Automatically. Oh, that's one of ours? Well, they're up here now. Even if they're a piece of shit, they're our piece of shit to deal with. Not, nobody else's business. That's us to, you know, on us to deal with. But number two, they're right. Just because you're maple maggot out and want to own the libs, that you think that gives you the moral authority and the right to just turn an eye from Child Skull Mountain because you don't like the people who are, again, correct. You would rather carry water for Dracula. You would turn a blind eye and even tacit, maybe even lend support to the people that manage Epstein Island, Mossad Island. The refugee camp killings, the sniping children, all that. You're going to support that because you need to own the libs. How many vaccines did you get? Is my first question. Because remember, it wasn't the libs that were all crazy about medicine time. It was everybody. Everybody. Everybody got in on it. It wasn't just red, blue, green, even blue, purple, even. Everybody did it. They're all in it together. The Now they're the moral authority again. Except it's, oh yeah, chosen people, it's totally okay to, in our name, shine shoes for the devil. No, that's not okay. Yeah, those people are fucked. A lot of them are fucked. Completely out of their minds, a lot of them. Do you know why they've been driven out of their minds? Been driven out of their minds. Do you know why? That's the end result. I feel bad for them. I really do. That, the blob of just totally gone in the head, left-wing goblin people. The enemy, their main weapon is emotional manipulation, empathy, suicidal altruism, making you, feel bad all the time. And the weaker people in our society suffered the worst and were punished the worst with this technique. And they developed a complex in their head that now they are obsessed with just constant virtue signaling and caring and helping. And they're totally oblivious to the fact that they're actually destroying a lot of things. They've been driven insane by monsters who are using them to push, the things that they want. Just cranked up the empathy, feel bad. Everything they told them about, from fucking supremacy to poor brown people, hashtag not all Muslims, and all decades of this. Innocent women and children, and all, oh, yes, oh, the poor dead Syrian boy on the beach. Over and over and over and more and more. They went crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. Now they're pro-war. Now they're pro-World War III. All of this kind of shit. But they sump there deep down. It's still not enough. Even with the no coverage, no talking, nobody at the Anti-Hate Network ever shed a fucking single tear or wrote a single word about what goes on in Palestine. Have they? Not a fucking word. Not a syllable. Nothing. 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 Didn't matter. They still sniffed it out. You turn them into hyper-aggressive, hypersensitive feelings people, and it turns out with smartphones and access to social media and the internet and, genocides happening in live, speed, time right in front of everybody. Yeah, they saw it, and guess what happened? They didn't take your side. They didn't take your side after you made them into totally oversensitized, over. It's as if they exist to, again, like I said, fight the bad guy, the evil. They think we're evil. I hope some of them are listening right now. 99% of them are never going to, they're hopeless, but 1% of them are probably savable. And again, that's your family. Those are your brothers and sisters. If you could save them and you refused, what kind of person are you?
Oh, it's a fucking Antifa goblin fucking.
What if you could save them and then they became your best friend? I don't know what I was thinking. I had a loss of my mind. Thank you for saving me. No honor in that. The same thing. The desire to fight a really unassailably, definitely, unquestionably evil thing. They made it like the focal point of every piece of all the time. Everything they do and did is just some kind of bully, oppressor, oppressed relationship of someone being beaten to the end, just relentlessly for decades. So you psychotically weaponized the thing that makes our people great is the desire to help people that can't help themselves, protect the weak, the innocent, wage righteous war against monsters. Yeah! Yeah, we like that shit. And you turned those people, the more sensitive ones, fucking crazy! And they're destroying themselves and their children and everything, and they're like drunk and upside down. They don't know which way's up. Chasing, trying to do the same thing as them, but they don't know what's going on. They don't know genders anymore. It's all fucking, yeah. find a way to weaponize that desire to be a good person and use it to destroy you. That is sick. The irony is that all the things you taught them to hate, even the ones that were lies about other people, groups, time periods. The story was supremacy. Supremacy and killing the innocent and torturing them and putting them in camps and children and meth and banned chemical scary experimental weapons and all of this shit. Just evil supervillain shit, right? You made it. Like, that's just... And the hilarious part is that's what you've been doing this whole time. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that your prize-winning basset hound that's supposed to run out and, you know, attack every fucking thing it's programmed to do, there's a glitch in the system where it is actually able to smell evil. It can. And in addition to all the fake ones, it can't tell the difference. It just does what it does. And now you've... Your whole woke idiot mob, you know, brigade has turned against the Israelis. A lot of these people are, and again, I don't, they're not here. They shouldn't be here. I don't get the fuck out. It's none of your business. Stop trying to solicit and get our people involved in your problems. But the ones that are ours, and it's like, hey, do they have a point? Should we be supporting this? No, we shouldn't. And this side will reject and shun that because they need to own the libs. Who's more immature here, actually? Who's actually weaker in this context? And you've got these PPC people saying, oh, yeah, they're wearing masks to protest. We should make that illegal so that we can what? Force them to expose themselves? Okay, so you can what? Ruin their lives, arrest them, target them, have them fired from their... All the same shit that they've been doing to the others. Right. So why are you any different than them? You're not any different than them. You're just as weak. You're just as much of a coward. And you have just as little understanding of what, you know, is happening as anyone else does. So you should shut the fuck up and stop talking. The reason that they wear those things and the reason everybody does, the reason our guys do, the clubs do, is because you will have your life tipped upside down. And they will try to fire you. They'll come after your family. They'll dox your kids. They'll firebomb the vehicles in your house. They'll do all kinds of shit to you. It's not a cowardly thing to do. It's actually quite the opposite. You're going to involve yourself in a struggle against an entity that will do that to people, and it's insisting, no, make yourselves easy to destroy. And what happens next time there, fellas? So go ahead. Yeah, it's illegal now to have any privacy. You've made privacy illegal. No one can protect their identity in public anymore. It's illegal. You're not allowed to do it at all, ever again. Cool, great. What happens when the government does something you don't like and you want to protest? You want to, well, you can't because they'll know it's you, and they're going to ruin your life. So you better shut the fuck up forever, huh? You're a very short-sighted, dumb fuck, aren't you? But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a politician. I'm not trying to be. I'm a human man with a soul. You know, I'm not running around thinking about what I can get for me and mine all the time, how I can get rich suing the government. Maybe I can get elected. Maybe I'll get a pension. We got to own the libs. Maple MAGA, 54th state. I got to say, I mean, all in all, I don't really like either of yous, but if I'm going to be giving out points as a referee, as a passive observer, as a fellow traveler in the hunting the monster game, some of us are much better at it than others. And, you know, some other people are trying, but they're not getting too many points on the board. Let's put it that way. But, you know, being insane will do that to you. They've been driven insane by a creature that hates them and relishes in their activities and what they're doing. That's why it funds them and supports them and keeps pushing. I gotta say, they kind of got bigger balls Like, they're actually, like, that, they're, on this one, they're right. Like, they'll actually flip off the monster and you'll cover for it. It's okay, man. Maybe you can get some of these kids drafted into World War III so you can own the libs. Think about that. I'm not making it easy. Never gonna happen. Keep your heads as you want meat for the grinder. Take the nons you just filled the country with. Yeah, I have a feeling they're not gonna be keen to line up for war, since they're kind of just here for money stuff, things. Not living in an Indian trash pile. I mean, can you blame them? I wouldn't. Well, you don't want to live in Dirt Mountain? If it's a choice between live in Dirt Mountain or die, I think they'd probably go back to Dirt Mountain. So, no, try again. I don't think they're going to be going. They'll try and draft all our fucking kids before that happens. Don't watch. Scotian ladies, is glad you and your queen are safely back home. Yeah, it was a little weird. A little shitty. Another interesting chapter was indeed for a movie. No, there'll be no movie. There will only be folklore and drunken kitchen stories, probably. Thanks for telling us the truth of this controlled demolition. It's just what I see. And it, hey, the math adds up. Also, she says, is it considered anti-Semitic to instant jail time now to criticize Trump? I'm not sure. Probably, yeah. They are changing the laws, actually. Where's that one? I have a little bit for that somewhere. Is this the one? No. I'll find it. Just give me a second. Around here someplace. Maybe it's at the end here. Oh yeah, the Helen Gruse thing is just ridiculous. Guilty of being guilty of trying to protect children. You bitch. What the hell is this damn? Did I lose it? It was. Oh, there it is. Check this out. Margo.
For breaking one of these Noahide laws. So, ChatGPT, I recently heard that Donald Trump was invited by the Jewish Sanhedrin to an international divine court in Israel.
Divine court? Correct? An international divine... God himself has blessed this court. How fucking arrogant do you have to be? I should just start doing that.
Hey, are you guys doing one of them active club things?
No, it's actually divine. It's a divine active club. You can't do anything about it. God himself has chosen us to do this. You have no you can't say anything. Chosen! Divine!
Yes, that's correct. The nascent Sanhedrin invited Donald Trump to support the creation of an international divine court based on the 7 Noahide laws.
Oh.
Ah, yes, the 7 Noahide laws. We find this in the Jewish Talmud, correct?
Yes, the 7 Noahide laws are derived from Jewish tradition and are found in the Talmud. Great.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The consequences for breaking one of these Noahide laws would be capital punishment. Is that correct?
In ancient interpretations found in the Talmud, breaking the Noahide laws is described as warranting capital punishment. However, these interpretations are not reflective of modern practice.
Okay.
But according to...
Maybe you'll just get life in prison then, or 10 or 20 years instead.
Sanhedrin 57A, that capital punishment is decapitation, correct?
Yes. In Talmud Sanhedrin 57A, decapitation is mentioned as a form of...
Does ChatGPT have access to the whole Talmud? It's like 18 massive books. Like, huh. I find that unlikely, but interesting if that's true.
Capital punishment for breaking the Noahide laws.
Now, the first Noahide law would be thou shalt not commit idolatry, correct?
Yes. The prohibition of idolatry is one of the 7 Noahide laws.
Now, under Jewish beliefs, committing idolatry would be the worshiping of Jesus Christ. Is that correct?
In traditional Jewish belief, worshiping any entity other than God is considered idolatry. This perspective includes the Christian worship of Jesus.
Ah, that's true.
I understand. Now, if we was to compare U.S. legislation...
I understand. This gets funny.
102-14 to the 7 Noahide laws, these are practically the same thing, correct?
Actually, Public Law 102 acknowledges the 7 Noahide laws as ethical principles, but doesn't establish them as law. They share some values, but they're not identical or legally enforceable in the U.S.
Yet.
But Donald Trump has been invited to a divine court to establish these ethical principles internationally, correct?
I can't wait.
Yes. The nascent Sanhedrin invited Donald Trump to support the creation of an international divine
court. I'll support an international divine court. I'll make Netanyahu emperor of the entire universe. I will turn him into a supernatural being of light. And you will love it. A lot of people are going to love it. Oh, it's just crazy cult stuff that's not real, and extremely powerful people are not talking about all of that all the time. It's just, it's Ukraine. How about that, you guys, huh? How about that? Hey, what? Hey, a celebrity did something. In other news, let's talk about the celebrities doing stuff and things. Let's not talk about this. Oh, it's going to load here. Yeah, this is where some of it was here. Toronto residents voiced their outrage at a group of anti-Israel protesters. I'd call them more like pro, you know, not killing people protesters. A lot of them are foreigners, Muslims, shouldn't be here, but why is it our problem? Do they have any point at all? Like, why are they here in the first place? Well, they're here because we destroyed their fucking country because Israel told us to. So, you know, you can kind of... What's it look like now? How's Palestine doing? Oh, good. Looks like Dresden. They were surgical strikes, guys. It was just surgical strikes on specific targets, terrorists, hideouts and stuff. It wasn't a full-scale genocide where they just destroyed everything with a roof, everything with a foundation, every single building, structure, tree, swing set, every single thing. That's not what happened. I mean, it looks like that on the screen, and everywhere you go, the entire cities have been ruined and destroyed, and the death toll is unimaginably high. But, I mean, that's just, you know, propaganda. They're the most moral army in the world. They said so. They said so. The people who God chose. So, I mean, you can't... Now you're the most moral army in the world, and God said so. So you're really, you know, getting in trouble now. Where's this? Yeah, I'm trying to map out how I want to get down the rest of this. It's almost. I should mention the movie, I guess. It's done. We're just trying to. This website stuff is really annoying and difficult and retarded, and it's hard when you're, on so many government lists that you're so... Because you talk and you say words, so that means you're not allowed to, like, exist or have any kind of life or anything. Just to prove that you're wrong, that there isn't this powerful entity that can do that to people just by criticizing it.
prove me wrong. Go do it and see what happens. Anyway, it's 2 hours and 20 some minutes long around that time. And we'll have it soon. Whenever this website, it shouldn't be a huge hurdle now, but, we'll get to it. I was pretty busy today, obviously. And yesterday I was busy being detained by henchmen of Dracula that said, hey, I'm just doing my job, you know? And I'm like, cool. And, you know, one of them said, I don't know, did I say this earlier? One of them said, you know, hey, we believe in the Constitution. We believe in, you know, the First Amendment. You have a right to believe it, blah, 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 blah. So I'm really sorry about this. And I'm like, do you believe it, though? Because, I mean, you're literally enforcing the opposite thing right now. I think what you meant to say is that you'd like to believe it. You like the idea of believing in the Constitution and the First Amendment and all this stuff. But you don't actually believe in it. Like, I believe in defending my children. And if someone was trying to hurt them, I would fight whoever that was to the death. I believe in that. You don't believe in the Constitution and the First Amendment. Otherwise, you wouldn't do the job that you do, violating it every day. You believe in getting paid. You believe in doing what's best for you. You believe in better you than me. That's what you believe in. Don't insult me. By trying to beg for my approval as you steal from me and treat me like a criminal. If I'm a criminal, America, it's because you turned me into one. You did. It was your war, wasn't it? I mean, it was Israel, but what was the story? Terrorism, Islamic extremists. Hate us for our freedoms. And I was a little smarter then, but not much. And I was like, well, it's more like they're taking revenge for all the... But, you know, it was a pattern of events that made sense, that could be plausible. So that's what I lied to myself, even though I knew that didn't make a ton of sense and didn't really add up with anything. But they attacked America, though, right? And you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. I remember that. Basically being threatened. George Bush was basically threatening everybody. You're either getting in on this gangbang of the whole Middle East, or you're our enemy. And man, did people, it was the biggest psyop of all time, next to COVID. I'd say COVID was worse, actually. COVID did more damage than 9/11 did, because the damage of COVID is going to keep going for a long time still. We're not even, anyway. Everybody lined up. Everybody, the heartstrings pulled. Everybody just got right in there. Everybody came to help you. I saw earlier this piece of shit. Was it Vance or Pete Hegseth or whoever? These fucking idiots leaked a Signal group chat. You want to know how the government's running, boys? Literally how we operate. They have group chats where they fucking text each other and send memes and fuck around. That's how the U.S. government's working, because one of their group chats is now on the internet. And it's Vance and Pete, and they're all shit-talking, memeing, like bro-memeing about bombing the fucking Houthi rebels in Yemen and going to war with Iran. Like, woohoo, high five, let's fucking get him, bro. Yeah, we're going to fucking blah, blah, LOL, laugh cry emoji. Like, wow. Cool. But one thing really stuck out at me that I was really... First of all, it came from a fucking politician. None of these fat pieces of shit, they're not getting in the fucking Amtrak with the Marines and going to Iran. They're going to stay way back home with their millions of dollars playing golf while 18-year-olds go fight it out in the fucking mountains. And he said, I'm tired of having to fucking help these fucking Europeans all the time. Oh, I'm so tired of having to fucking blah, blah, blah. Hold the fuck on there. Just a second, America. Wait one fucking minute. Hold on. I'm going to stop you right there. stop you right fucking there. All right, big fella? Poor me, huh? Poor Uncle Sam. Always having to do everything for everybody, huh? Oh, yeah, poor Washington. Poor Washington always just having to do everything for everybody and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? I was there. I was there. And so was the United Kingdom. And so was France. And so was Denmark. And so was Germany. And so was Sweden. So was Norway. So was Italy. So was Spain. So were the Portuguese Special Forces. Spent days hanging out with them. All of those countries lost people. All of those countries spent fortunes of their money. All of those countries are forced to absorb the blowback and the refugees and all of the consequences of your fucking crusade. And you're going to sit here now and act like you can't be fucking bothered. The world owes you something. You're the one that's doing everything for everybody else. Excuse me, Chief. You fucking just took everybody off on a goddamn global crusade for 25 years, set the world on fire. Now nothing makes sense. Nobody can afford anything. It's violent everywhere. And you were the only one that could have said no. And instead of doing anything about it, you enabled it. And now you want to sit there fat and bloated and disgusting as you are, Washington, and blame other fucking people. Oh, we got Orange Man now. You're all confident now because you got this blowhole. Hard Scrooge McDuck wannabe little dick draft dodger. Now you're a big man, are you? Yeah, turn the whole fucking world against you. See how that works, Johnny broke bitch. You got no money, attrition rate, toilet. Where are your troops coming from? Everybody's fat, non-pails, and drunk. And the only guys that could fight, that can fight, that are fit to fight, you don't want them. They're Nazis. So what the fuck are you gonna do exactly? Go ahead. Go ahead. Everybody owes you something. Fight everybody. Fight the whole world. Turn on everyone. Turn on everybody that was stupid enough, a sucker enough, to take you for your work. Weapons of mass destruction. Oh, yeah, how many fucking troops got killed in Iraq that weren't American for something that you fucking made up? And nobody in Congress, nobody in the White House, nobody anywhere in the fucking balls to say anything. And so many people died because you're a fucking bitch coward. And now I'm tired of sticking it for... Oh, you're fucking tired? Are you tired, Johnny? No deployments. Oh! Boys, come here, Pat and Mike. Johnny Notors here is tired of having to carry everybody's rucksack. Well, then, I'm sorry. I guess we all just better get in line and kiss your ass, right, America? All you ever do is help everybody out, huh? What would we do without these pieces of shit in Washington? What would we do without Nancy Pelosi? Where would we be without Chuck Schumer? Where would we be without the endless, unwavering support for Benjamin Netanyahu? Where would we be? I'm tired of all these fucking ungrateful... Do you want to die? Are you suicidal? Are you asking to just end it? Because that's the road you're going down. Your citizens are killing each other in the streets. There's an open civil war budding and happening. Citizens are... Have fun! Too bad John McCain wasn't here to see this, huh? Right? Like, why not? Nothing ever happened to that guy. Oh, yeah, Bill and Hillary are going to get it soon. No, they're not. No, they're not. No, they're not. Oh, they're all getting locked up. No, they're not. Nobody is. The arrogance. This is like Shakespearean. The pride before the fall, personified. Over, bloated, entitled, fat, drunk, stupid, never saw it coming. And nobody's going to defend you. Because nobody wants to, and nobody should. You know where else a lot of your troops come from? Is like the Appalachians. All those people had their lives destroyed and drowned and everything, and you wouldn't send them any money or help them. And you actually deployed the National Guard and the military to prevent people from going in there to rescue them and save them. And then you didn't even send them any relief money. You send it all to fucking Israel.
MAGA! MAGA!
It's a fucking joke. It's a fraud. They're not leaders. They see their fellow countrymen, who are, as I said, they're sick. They're victims. They've been victimized. I mean, if they're fighting you, you have to fight them. You have to defend yourself. But the minute, the instant I see, you see it in their eyes, their body language, they start leaving their hands. Oh, they want to quit. Bring them over. That's your family. You're claiming to be pro your country and your people. Those are your people. What's left of them? I mean, it's like the Borg, you know? Remember when the Borg captured Picard? And you're just like, fuck them, kill them all. You're not even going to try, huh? What a hero. They regard their own fellow citizens who are, again, rather than trying to reach them in any kind of impressive way or do it. It's just, we'll just destroy them. We'll just do what they did to us. We'll escalate this to the point that it becomes a civil war and the country destroys itself because owning the libs or something. And in the name of protecting magic book desert people that stack human skulls like they're fucking Legos. That's why we're doing it. That's why we're destroying America. That's why we're destroying Canada and Europe and everything. We're destroying it all because people that like to stack children's skulls said you had to, or else you'd be a bad person. This is the most insane scenario I can imagine. It's crazy. And they'll be like, oh, it's not that simple. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because if it's not that simple, then you're saying, there's actually a convoluted, complex, and sophisticated reason why we have to just genocide little kids and, you know, there's no other way. Oh, really? Then why didn't we do that in Afghanistan? Or any war we've ever been in? That's never been the policy of the American military, the Canadian military, ever. It was never. Once you take the Italian or German position, liquidate the village and leave none alive. That never fucking happened. Oh, but I forgot. You serve Dracula and he scares you. So do whatever he says. Do whatever he says. I'd be more afraid of what happens after, right? I'm more afraid of what happens after all this. Dracula is scary, but it's Dracula's not God, is he? Who? I mean, you're there's something fundamentally wrong with you when you've convinced yourself, or you tell other people that I'm allowed to do something that should be reprehensible and should be universally condemned because God said I could. Oh, yeah? Is it like a voice in your head? Or like, does he send you a text or an email? Like, how does he get a hold of you? He dispatches a carrier pigeon who flies in through my window at night. And he pecks into the wood next to my bed frame in Morse code. In Braille, that I read. He says, I am your real estate agent, God, and you must occupy the lands between the Euphrates and the Nile River.
A greater Israel prime, bro. That is a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, it's just the IDF wear it on patches on their uniforms as part of their conquest because it's not real, and I made it up. Nazis made it up. They're just doing it and celebrating it and making videos about it, laughing about it, because Nazis made it up. That's why they're doing it, because they're reverse trolling. It's 5D chess, bro, okay? MAGA. MAGA. It's MAGA! MAGA time! They fucking threatened him, too, right in front of everybody. You like that? That pager on this, it was a cypress tree. That's the tree they crucified Jesus on. I looked it up. I was like, why this tree? Oh, I see. So it's a double fuck you. And on it is a gold pager, just like Trump likes. Gold. Just press here. And the pager is the same one they used to use a terrorism campaign to kill all those Hamas leaders. I mean, sure, they killed a bunch of civilians who happened to be nearby when these bombs went off, but fuck them. They weren't Jews, so they don't matter. They're not even people. Right? They're not even people, so just kill them all. Fuck it. Come on. Don't be such a wet blanket. Here, you want one? We made one for you. On a cypress tree. An old one, too. It looked like it was hundreds of years old. Gold, just for you. If I had a friend who, like, murdered a family with an ice pick, and then who came to my birthday, and he gave me an ice pick mounted on a framed picture of my family, I'd be like, okay. Like, that's not I don't know if I like that gift, you know? Somebody else got a silver one, too, I heard. Remember if that's true or where that went, but Octosteen says, in Soviet America, you get sent to Juleg. It's called the United States of America now. They're called Jumericans, okay? That's my new rule. It's my new rule. Somebody comes up and they're American, I'll, you know, listen, are you a far-right extremist bigot neo-Nazi? And they're like, no, like, you're a Jumerican. You say yes, you're probably a real person. Otherwise, United States. Fuck the United States of America, man. Israel first. Not enough money for the VA. Israel first. Not enough money for the hospitals. Israel first. Not enough money to rebuild the destroyed towns and cities. And not enough. Not enough to seal the border. Israel first. Not enough to do any of that. We gotta listen. There's a book and it's magic. It's a magical book, okay? And God wrote it and he said, listen, they're my favorite son. They're my favorite boy. So you, everyone work for him and no one else matters. Signed, Dad. Okay, so Dad sucks. Whoever that guy is, whoever they're following, he's a fag. No. No benevolent force I would ever follow, let alone worship, would consent to these kinds of activities, would allow this to be done in its name. Child sex dungeon traffic murder island? That's your God, people? That's the good guys, is it? Mossad Island? Epstein and Maxwell? They're the good guys. Are they? Oh, they're just a one-off. No, they're not. No, they're not. That's how it works. That's how it all works. That's how they got it all. They're not the only ones. They're just the ones you know about. The ones they caught. There's some dark shit out there, too. I don't even want to get into it. We're near the end, so I don't want to start talking about, like, the Dutroux affair or something. There's so much. The Finders, the CIA, like, you wish it was, I wish it wasn't true, but it is, and I just, what can you do? But for those who have the stomach for it, you know, it's worth knowing, because, listen, somebody's got to carry this shit. Jensen says, for your kids' trip to Disneyland, thanks, man. We'll never be going there, but we'll take them somewhere. Anastasia says, please no dick pic for Bearded Dag Long Calendar. No, we're not doing that. Come on. You got to leave something up to the imagination, too, you know? You give everything away up front, it's just you're cheap, you're slutty, you're not worth anything, you know? You got to make them work for it. Big time, you know? Just like the song says, from the window to the wall, you gotta make them bitches crawl, okay? Till the sweat, you know what I'm saying? You can't just give it away. Tasteful shoulders up is all I ask. No, we're doing speedos at least. Listen, no, oh, you know, I'm just going to skip leg day. Well, you're going to look ridiculous. And perhaps CRJ, Dr. J in the horse head mask. Well, that would be interesting. I don't know if that would be a calendar we would sell. It'd be more the kind that end up as like evidence at a trial. And I would say, Your Honor, that was never meant to be consumed publicly. This was strictly for my own sexual desires. It was not. I didn't sell that. It was on the wall. We've been on the internet as long as I have. You don't know me. Don't judge me. Keep Your Head says, you will suck freshly circumcised baby dick and be happy. You have to. You'll own nothing. Be happy. You can do it. You got to love it. Jen Steen says, you're a poet. I'm a very foul-mouthed something. I was in the Army for 14 and a half years. It's going to take at least that long to get all the... I'm not nearly as bad as I was. You go back 5 years ago, I was way worse. I'm still pretty bad, but it's like it's 5% better at least. Maybe 10. Maybe 10% better. Black Pill Commandos is a great show. Your topics and delivery are lively, witty, and entertaining. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. We're going to have the movie out very soon. It's fun. If you're center right kind of, I mean, not a normie, but this shit's getting fucking on my nerves. I've had enough of this fucking crap. I kind of want to, you'll probably have a good time. And if you are like, you're like, I'm as, you know, full honkler, like you'll also have a good time. There's everybody's, you know, again, except the goblin people, but they don't have a sense of humor anyway. How do you entertain people with any kind of laughter that they don't have a sense of humor? They're just consumed with darkness from goblin world, and all they see is opportunities to virtue signal and say actually bro and put stuff on Reddit. Like they don't have anything else to do. It's sad. They're broken. We have to find a way to fix them. But yeah, they're definitely not wrong about the Israelis. And I don't care who's doing it. I don't care if it was a brigade of deeply, it was just led by Milo Yiannopoulos, and it was a 5,000 man brigade of the most flaming home. They're in like dog costumes. Some of them are doing stuff to each other in the there. That's who takes down the monster. I don't fucking care who it is, as long as it happens. So anybody that's doing anything that's going in the right direction, I'm like, good for you. They're doing something crazy and dumb. I'm going to say, what the fuck is wrong with you? I would contend they have a point. Why are we supporting something so evil? Why is anyone? And do you even really know what you're talking about? Do you want to see the footage? And the laughter and the enjoyment of it and the tying people's hands and feet together with zip ties and running them over with construction equipment? You want to see those videos? Those are fun. How about people, women screaming and children screaming, being bulldozed alive inside their homes? That's fun. Being set on fire, shot, sniper. Sometimes they'll shoot like the mom and draw, and then the kids will come out and then they'll shoot the kids, you know, or vice versa. They'll just wound them to draw out more people, family members, and then get them too. It's great. You want to watch? Most moral army in the world. Using depleted uranium weapons and all kinds of shit you're not supposed to use. Altered ammunition. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Napalm. Fuck yeah. White phosphorus. Oh, sure.
Israel has a right to defend itself.
Okay, what are those people doing? They're not defending themselves? That whole city was a military base, but that was all a Hamas training center. No, it was where millions of people were living. Who are now dead, displaced, and I mean, who knows? Who knows? Are they at your house? They're not at mine. I assume they're dead. That tends to be what happens when you're cornered and can't go anywhere, and a modern contemporary military is just laying waste to unarmed civilians for years on end. What's they been doing? They're in the West Bank right now killing people too, and they're using our money and our name to do it and say, oh yeah, if you don't support us, you're evil, and we got to pass laws to put you in jail forever because you're a dreaded anti-something. You're anti-something. Nope. I'm pro-killing bad guys. I'm, you know, pro-life. I'm pro-sanity. You're anti-life and you're anti-sanity. You're pro-cult. Sorry. We're not going to get along. Diagoim says Americans will detain you for anti-Semitism. Yes, they did, and soon it will be an offense if it isn't already.
Can't wait for base Trump to annex us so we can become a 51st state. That's what I asked them. I said, well, now, since you're kicking me out, when you guys annex the country, then what happens? Do I have to leave my own home? Or? And they're like, yeah, I don't know. And I was like, I'm just kidding. I would just fight you guys. And they're like, what? I was like, see you later. See ya next time. Stay on your side of the fucking river, you know? Black Pill says Synagogue of Satan, Black Pilled Commando. I have heard that. Doesn't it say that in the Bible somewhere? Dagoim says the Noahide laws have been declared by Congress under George Bush. That's true. To be the basis for all U.S. laws and Western civilization itself. Creep, creep, creep it comes. Little by little, more and more. Jenstein says hostage denialist. And Black Pill Commando says, is Canada over? No, it's not over. Jenstein says for the tiny hat mustache. A couple more of these incidents, boys, and I'm gonna get eccentric facial hair, and shit's gonna get, it's not gonna be good. I'm gonna call him BPC now, Black Pill Commando. We may be treated the same one day soon, or just get a booster shot. Well, if you openly oppose the monster, assume, you know, prepare to be fucked with constantly all the time. But it's I don't regret it. It's my honor and privilege. I know what I'm fighting against. I know what I'm speaking up about, and I know what I'm opposing. And it's evil. It is evil incarnate. It lies. It deceives. It manipulates. It attacks people. It jails people. It bombs people. It robs people. It starves people. It rapes people in tunnels and on islands and all of this kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't feel shame or guilt or bad or pain in opposing that thing. And every single other person that does, to my left and right, around me, around here, in America, in every other place. I deeply appreciate those people, and you know, only they and we know what this is like and what it takes from you and what it costs and what's required. I just hope they know that. Because, again, there's a lot of people here in this part of the world that, oh, the claw, you know. And they know it's bad and they know it's awful and they've seen all the videos and stuff. And I'm telling you, when you get tired and you get intimidated and you get scared or whatever, or you're like, fucking, I touched it. What it does, I touched it. I smelled it. I heard it. You taste it in your mouth. I can still smell it. I can still see it. I can still hear it. What you're doing is the right thing. Don't ever let them gaslight you into thinking it isn't. And that is the devil we're talking about, right? Brian says, respect. Thank you very much, sir. I'm going to get through the rest of these and get out of here. Engar, it's a tough one. Am I supposed to know what this means? Celtic, I know that word, spelled with a K. Engarad, sounds like Turkish or something. I don't know. The Jesus Golem, never read their magic book. Contract between God and the self-chosen was canceled because they pissed off God. Yeah, that's what I thought when I read it. I thought that went away when he was like, what the fuck? Never mind. Burned it all down. Get out. Fuck off. You're banished. Isn't that what happened? Like, it seemed to be pretty, there's a lot of emphasis on that happening at that early, like a third of the way through. It was a big event and it seemed significant in that part of the world at the time. Everybody was writing about it like, fuck, you know? Anyway. He says, also, the magic book, I'm stealing that line. Yeah, it's great. Magic book, magic soil. The magic dirt attend me Chinese. I'm a Chinese man. I want to vote for the red laundry because I have more Chinese investment in the dirt one. But I want to vote for the blue laundry because I invent all of my money into the blue team. Oh, China, not around to you. China want a red laundry. No, seek. Bungalunga dinga ding. Oh, God. Fortisax fucking nailed it. I saw a tweet earlier where he's like, where were you when you figured out that this election was boomers versus immigrants? Pretty much. It's like boomers and their immigrants versus immigrants and their boomers, more actually. But yeah, that's.
young people don't care. They're checked out. Smart. It's just almost no one really cares. Most people don't vote. That's another thing to think about, guys. Most people aren't even paying attention. They're checked right out because they don't care. Their life is hard enough as it is. They don't even have the time or the luxury to even think or look at any of this shit. Just try not to die. Try not to starve. Because this is the wonderful world that the government's created. And they, why would I help her? I don't care. They know it doesn't matter. What happens when all those people get behind something? It's a whole other... Again, the conservative, none of these people, they can't inspire anyone to get off the couch and get involved. They don't speak and people go, you know what? Who's ever heard Pierre Poilievre speak and go, you know what? I was blackpilled, but all of a sudden, I can see it. We're going to save you a few hundred bucks. Gas will go down 7 or 8 cents for a few hours. Like, oh, wow. We're going to build the homes and stop the crime. And things are going to happen. It's my turn. Brutal. Anyone from anywhere can be anything. Just word salad, feel good nonsense. All the same shit they used to make fun of the liberals for doing. They're doing it worse. They're worse. For people that have mocked the liberals for doing this for so long, now they're trying to do it and they suck at it. You can't even come up with compelling bullshit, bro. Just put your glasses back on. Just tuck the belly in. You've stopped even trying to do that, I've noticed. And just, it's over, man. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I hope the conservatives do win because they're awful. And I want people to see just that they're hopeless and not any solution whatsoever. And then hopefully people give up on this fucking political system entirely and go, geez, you know what? We need some serious. Yes, we do. We do. No minor tinkering and voting is going to do anything. Nothing. It's too rotten. It's too corrupt. You can't even engage in that way. Half the ship's on fire. One half of it's, you know, several decks are underwater. And you're like, maybe if we adjust course by 2 degrees. 2 degrees! We need life rafts and we need food supplies. We need find the only ship's doctor and get him. Like, you know, you're in a different world. But get out of here soon. St. Maurice Bear says, as a Jew American, I'm so sorry what my country's become. Well, it's probably not your fault if you're here. It's not what my ancestors wanted for this place they built. It sure isn't. That's absolutely demonstrably true. It sure isn't. And that's the shame. That's really the biggest crime of all. LLM contributor says, accepting advances for the movie, pre-sale via live stream, super chats, set some kind of record, six stream. I don't want to no, we're going to sell it on a I mean... Well, I'm going to have to make a judgment call here in the next couple of days because this is taking a while. So I got to, if there's no way to really do this the way we want to do it, we'll have to come up with a different angle because this can't just stretch on and on forever. But we are getting very close to having that. It's done. We're just a couple minor edits on the credits and we're all done. CRJ, very serious CRJ. It says package sent, confirm, coords made. Stop. I was almost pressed the screen, but we're going through this whole stream without using it once. Zanel's moved the words around. He's gross. Package intercepted. You're welcome. It was more mayo. Good. Okay. I'll 5 points for you. -5 points for CRJ. There we go. BPC. Nothing else was going on anywhere else in the world at the time of the magic book happenings. That's right. Nothing else anywhere. The pyramids fell out of the sky as well. They have nothing to do with anything. They just appeared and that's it. That's all. That's it. That's all. All right. What time are we at? Probably real late, real overtime. No, pretty close. It was only ever supposed to be 3 hours and I always end up doing 3.5. And then when it gets if I look down, it's 3 hours, 50 something. I'm like, oh, woof. Okay. Shut up. Shut up and go home already. Rowdy Roddy says there's been a lot of push for the conservatives in the social media firearms community. Any thoughts on that? The firearm community is basically run by a piss tank, box of wine drunk, Tracy Wilson, and Rod the Bod Gilteca. And their whole purpose is to vote farm for the conservatives. They don't care about firearms rights there because if they did, they would try to win, which they've never done. They don't even pursue if someone's really passionate about a project or something that they really want and it's not working, it really bothers them and they go back to the drawing board, they try different things, they talk to other people, they're like, oh, I need to get... They don't do any of those things. They're very content to lose. They're too comfortable with losing and you've lost all of your guns and you will never, ever, ever get them back. It's not coming back now because it's not the libs, not the... It's been decided far above all of them that that's what's going to happen. And that's what happened. And it happened because they didn't have the parts, the guts, or the wherewithal to do what needed to be done. We told them what they needed to do. They dismissed us and said, you're just a bunch of dumb racists. And, well, that's nice. Everyone that listened to us, though, they're all well, they're good to go. They're all well prepared, let's say. And everyone that listened to you is disarmed and fucked. So. What do you want me to do? Apologize for being smarter than you, Tracy? Or I don't know. Maybe you should have stuck to what you're good at. Drinking away from everyone else. So they are, it's always, again, it's a traditionally conservative kind of thing, mostly Western Canada, like the gun community. It's just, it appeals to, that demographic. It's overwhelmingly, you know, conservative minded people. So knowing this, there are groups and efforts and people that remind everybody that to vote for these guys so you can keep enjoying your hobby, which you can't anymore because everything's banned. Oh well, their primary purpose was getting your votes and your money and donations for the Conservative Party and virtue signaling about gun rights later, and they didn't even do that very well. Neither, they didn't buy either of those things very well. There was one chat here I wanted to address, though. Where was it? It was something about, yeah, BPC, is Canada over? It's not over. Can't be over because it's the people, right? I gotta find something. Just a second. Who makes this? ASMR typing. Yeah, it's okay. No, it's not over, man. Because what is it? No, America's not over. No, it may sound like I'm going hard. Like, listen, it's, again, there's Americans that hate Canada and Canadians, and it's, but they're always like, oh, I don't mean you. I know what you mean, bro. Exactly. The Mark Carneys, the Polyevs, the fucking Legion of Sikh sucks, all the fucking plebs and Clydes and bootlicking sycophants and fucking, oh, elbows up. I fucking can't stand them either, buddy. They don't represent us, and you know, these bloated pig fuckheads in Washington and the Maple MAGA cult and all that, they don't represent you. We understand that also. Keir Starmer doesn't represent the British people at all. Emmanuel Macron is not France. Angela Merkel or Olaf Scholz or whatever fucking pig they got in there. That's not Germany. It's a kakistocracy. K-A-K. Kakistocracy. Is when your society is ruled and run by basically the most unworthy and shittiest people that are available. That's what we have everywhere. And we can do it. We have access to each other. We have the mass communications, the mass telecommunications, instantaneous, that never used to exist, has never in world history existed. Regular people in all of those countries and beyond can speak to each other, share information in real time, live streams, talk, video, presentation, all of these things. So when they try to do what they've always done, there'll be some kind of event or some kind of scary thing or some kind of emotionally compelling reason that we'll have to have World War III now. All these countries are arming up right now. They're like, oh, a couple of years, we'll be ready to go. Yeah. So in a couple of years, something will happen. And they'll be like, oh, geez, it's just coincidentally. Yeah. Uh-huh. Convenient how these wars are always seem to be, you know, everybody gets 5 years notice ahead of time. Just like the other world wars. They didn't just, boy, out of nowhere. No, it was. Except this time, it's not one newspaper. It's not a couple radio stations. It's not. Shit's not going to fly for a lot of people more than ever. If there was ever a mass protest, fucking COVID. How about World War III? You want a Hong Kong for that one? I have a feeling it'd be a lot more than horns honking.
all the free, courageous people of the world need to support each other in fighting the same thing. It's international. It's in all of our homes. It's in all of our countries. None of us are free. None of us have a say in our own destiny. None of us own our own money. None of us choose our own leaders or political candidates. They're all given to us by them, by people who hate us. It's like our last chance as a species. Hey, let's do this insanely destructive, crazy thing. You couldn't have more chances, more access, more attempts, warning signs. Hey, the whole world you're not seeing, and you, if you don't pay attention and you want to go along with it, and get that was your choice. You chose to look at the ground and cover your eyes and plug your ears. So it's on you. But the people, you know, this is the Canadian people right here. That's the country. The country isn't the geography. Not the rocks. It's not the lines drawn in the land. It's the people. If you take all of the people, if you took all of New Jersey and moved it to packed it into northern Saskatchewan, there would just be New Jersey and northern Saskatchewan. It would be the exact same thing. More, it's the same people. Why would they? They're not going to suddenly talk different, feel differently, have different ideas. No. It's not the government. They don't even represent us. They aren't even us in many cases. How many people are in Congress that have other passports other than American? How many in Parliament? How many in the British Parliament? It's a lot. A lot of them aren't even fucking Canadians or Americans or British or anything like that. They don't represent. So what is the country? How do you defend yourself if you don't even know what it is? Elbows up, Canada. Cool. What is Canada? Tell me what that is, Charlie Angus. Tell me what that is, Jagmeet Singh. It's not you. Is it? Mr. Maserati, Mr. Designer Suits, Mr. Rich Guy. Mr. Rich Guy doing, making my TikToks. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's the people. Because without them, there's nothing. That's who built it all. That's who maintains it. That's who generates the culture, the art, the music. Who takes care of the children and the families, the teachers, the community volunteer firemen. The fucking town landscaper. That's the country. It's not the dirt or the roads or the this is all shit. You can take it all away. We could rebuild it all. We can build new buildings. We can pave new roads. We can do all of that shit and more. It's not us. If we all leave, this is just our stuff that we've left behind. It's not us. We're us. The American people are America. The Canadian people are Canada. The British people are Britain. And everywhere else. That's what being in tune with your identity means. That's who knowing who your people are, who you are. That's what at the core of nationalism is. And you've got Mark Carney and Pierre Poilievre up there trying to,
Canada, whoa, which is anyone from anywhere is anything. Cool, who's that? What's that? What does that look like?
Who am I teaming up with? Anyone from anywhere and all? Everyone is my friend? I don't, what? You're going to get overrun. You are being overrun because no one has any collective identity anymore. They don't even know what the fuck they are, and they want to be your latex salesman.
So no, I don't think it's over for anybody. It's bad. But we haven't really been tested yet. It's not really that bad yet. And I think it may. They're desperate to win. They're desperate to wrap this up. They're trying to censor. They've passed a bill in the UK, the Online Safety Act or Online Harms, the same kind of crazy shit they're trying to pass in Canada. Now, oh, you're not safe on the internet.
Oh, you've got a license for that blog post, mate. I've got some unauthorized thinking over here. He's watching an unauthorized video. Better ram in that door, throw him in a wagon, carry him off to the... throw him in a dungeon.
Yes.
Cheerio! Great.
That's not going to radicalize anybody, especially the young people. Because we're still here. We're all still here. We're not going anywhere. We know what's going on. And when I grew up, there was lots of options, tons of things we could do. A lot of the stuff wasn't on your mind. You weren't worried about it. You were just living your life. And, you know, there was some kind of weird shit going on here and there. But generally, it wasn't interfering with anything. That's all over. That's all over. You can't go outside. You can't go to the grocery store. You can't do anything without, pay me. Give me money, fees, fines, taxes, everywhere, everything you want to do. You could just be like, I just want to have a little... Can I just cut hair in a little studio in my house? No, you need a license. You got to pay for this. And you got to do that. And you need a training car. Oh, and you need medicine time. You got to take all these drugs. Now we're dictating what goes in your fucking body, too. Oh, and show us your underwear. We need to strip search everybody. We need cameras on everybody all the time. Nobody's allowed to have privacy either. BBC. Nobody's allowed to. No. That's not going to piss anybody off. I had at least my 20s to get through and establish myself and have something resembling a normal. Well, I mean, it was in the military. It was kind of fucked up. But, you know, normal-ish. If you're 15, you don't have that luxury. You don't have anything. You have struggle and bullshit to look forward to. And they're already pretty out of control. All the teachers are complaining, you know.
These young kids are like, just absolutely out of control. There's no respect for anything.
Why would they respect you? I don't blame them. You're a clown. You're an obese clown and dressed like a man, insisting they call you Thomas. They don't have decades of guilt tripping and brainwashing, teaching them that what they see with their own eyes isn't real and what they can read and clearly, oh, look. People being bulldozed alive and so on. They can see that for what it is. And you're lucky right now that they're just kids because they're not going to fucking stay that way either. And right around the time that they're going to be matured and grown up, 18, 19, 20, coincidentally lines up perfect with your anticipated timeline of let's finish off destroying all the people and finish off our crazy little cult programming. Well, just one problem. They're going to know better. They're not going to want to do it. And they're going to have an entire cadre of people like myself to help them not do it. And everyone is going to fight you because if it's going to come down to, hey, everybody, all the people that have been stealing from you and lying to you and fucking with you and getting in your life and getting in your way for year, decade, over and over, who wouldn't let you go to your own family's funeral, who wouldn't let you see your dying mother, COVID, it's too scary, put a mask on, we're going to take your job, you better get your booster, all of those fucking people. Now, hey, we need you to do us a favor. Can you go and take your children and die for me? I'm going to give myself a pay raise. Can you go die over there for me somewhere in Latvia, maybe, I don't know. It's your patriotic duty. Like, fuck, their patriotic duty is to stay here and fight you instead. And if those are the options, I know what I'd choose at 20 years old. I know what I'd choose at 30 years old. I know what I'd choose at any age. I've seen enough dead kids for no reason. I've seen enough people on fire. I've seen enough of this shit. It doesn't make any sense to anybody. Every part of me that feels like it wants to or understands the concept of fighting, you know, or pushing back or just engaging in something that is worth it. It has to be done. Like, can be scenario. An innocent person being victimized and attacked, it's to fight you instead. You hate us. You hate us, you lie to us, and you steal from us, and you expect us to die so you can make a little more money. Well, if I'm going to die, I'd rather fight you instead. Let's play that risk card. Let's roll that six. Wild card, Joker card.
Hey, you're not supposed to do that. You're not allowed to do that.
Oh, not allowed to do what? I'm not allowed to do that? Why? Because we had rules and you broke all of them already.
Oh,
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much. I hope you have a good week as it goes. Hopefully we'll be back Friday night. I mean, the FBI could be coming, the CIA. I don't know. Maybe they're mad at me now. I'm not afraid of that. I'm afraid of that. I don't work for you. I work for my family. Thank you guys, BragingDistant.com or JeremyMcKenzie.ca. I'm going to get those websites updated real soon. I appreciate the support. As always, you can go there. There's a link. It goes to Ko-Fi.com or some crazy shit. I don't know. If you want to help me out, I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing the links and all of that. It's the only way out. The hiding is, Philip. They won't let us get out. You've got to get out, Phil. Come on. Let's go. Fuck them. Sit up, Trinus. Puppet. See you on the beach. I'm ready, Phil. Let's see it. Well, I was waiting all March break. You kept giving me teases about this, and you're going to like your birthday. I'm like, wait for my birthday present. You promised me. You said before your 40th birthday, and it's coming up soon. You would get it to me. You would get me the weapon, the tool, the device, the mechanism to destroy the monster. What did you've got a brigade. I want to see the brigade. I am right. I'll close my eyes, I guess, but if you just put it up. I'm on my way, I'm making it. Why? No, don't laugh. You know what you did. I've got to make it show. Yeah. You could have made anything. You could have made anything. That's Milo Yiannopoulos. So this is the gayest thing I've ever seen. It couldn't be gayer. It's, oh, God. I feel sticky looking at it. I don't want to look at it. I know I said anything it took, but why does it? Phil, you could have built a cyborg. You could have used time travel. Do you feed on my mental torment, Phil? Does it sustain you? I don't want to know how they're going to deal with it. I'm already overwhelmed. I mean, you want to surrender, but then you're worried what they're going to do to you, and they're dead. Their choreograph is amazing, but they're clearly very disciplined. Do I have to watch what happens, or can I just read it on the scorecards afterwards, like SportsCenter, like Super Gay Milo Brigade W defeats Claw, like... Stretching their mouths. Oh, for fuck. I can't do it. Done some fucking shit, man.